for. Remember the name, Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring with Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our national anthem, as we are just a few minutes away from kicking off the 2024 high school football season. It is Rossville on the road taking on Silver Lake, members now of the Big East League, not to be confused with the Big East from college basketball days with Villanova, UConn, and all them. It's the Kansas style, the Big East, and it's going to be quite a league, especially when you get the volleyball and really in particular basketball, because football with districts, you're not going to play a lot of teams in the league. But you look at the schedule right off the bat this year, holy shnikes. Silver Lake has Rossville, who's ranked number 2 in 1A according to K-Preps, and then they will host number 1 and 2-time defending champion with 26-game winning streak Emaw Central next week, which will happen on our sister station 103.9 KNZA. So that's the first 2 weeks for Silver Lake, but both games at home against state-ranked teams. And Rossville at Silver Lake here tonight. And then they will host St. Mary's coming up next Friday. And St. Mary's is a top 5 team, according to some, in 2A, as is Silver Lake, just depending on what predictions and ranking service you use. And then week 3, they go to Seneca to take on Emaw Central, which we'll have that one for you, also Emaw Central 103.9. But then they go into 1A district play with Maranatha, Mission Valley, Carrie Perryville, Olpe, and Waubunsie. They're in a 6-team district, whereas Silver Lake, they will be in a district with Riley County, Osage City, Council Grove, and they got 2 home games, really tough ones, the Eagles do, Rossville and Emaw Central, but then 3 tough road games at Perry LeCompton, at St. Mary's, and at Baldwin. We'll have that St. Mary's game for you right here on the Pulse 96.9. So the captains are out at midfield. The quarterback for Rossville, Jason Horak, is out there for the Bulldogs. Also out there is Mason Van Vactor, number 23, as a captain. And for, or excuse me, I got the wrong one there. That would be, that should be Phil Schultz, I think they have out there as a captain. And then for Silver Lake, it is Strasbaugh, who is an all-state lineman, class 2A. And then also as a captain out in midfield is Logan Cathart. And so Silver Lake's pumped up. They're ready to go. Rossville's 3 captains head to the far side of the field. Eagle here on the field turf at C.J. Hamilton Field. Bob Schwartz Financial, big thanks to Mark and Bob, as they paid for admission tonight for both schools. So nobody had to pay a dime to get in to watch the game tonight, courtesy of Bob Schwartz Financial, who's sponsoring tonight's broadcast and also is a big supporter of 96.9 The Pulse, along with many of our other sponsors that you have already heard from here tonight. Tonight's opening kickoff is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. And a big thank you to Doug Sparmy, Stockcurler State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker, American Home, Rossville Truck and Tractor, Doltmeyer Homes at Topeka, Community Healthcare System of St. Mary's, also Silver Lake Animal Health Clinic, also Bob Schwartz Financial, as I mentioned, Stockcurler State Bank, also Roast by Brian, Denali Home Design, and Horak Legacy Group. Big thank you to all of them for being sponsors of the broadcast here tonight. So we are excited to get this one underway. The first ever broadcast of high school sports on 96.9 The Pulse, set to kick off for Silver Lake, will be Paxton Willett, the Rossville Bulldog transfer. He played for Rossville a year ago, played sparingly as a sophomore. Now he's kicking off. How appropriate. The former Bulldog to kick off for the Eagles to kick off the 2024 season. We are underway. Here's the boot from the 40 from left to right, and going to grab it is Horak. Horak, number 12, right up the middle of the field, has a crease, bounces to the near sideline. He's at the 40, midfield 50. It's a foot race being chased from behind, and Horak all the way into Silver Lake territory at the 34-yard line. What a start for Rossville as Horak with a return on the play of 56 yards on the opening kickoff. And so the Bulldogs are in business right off the bat. They will mark it officially at the 30. The officials checking everything over here. It looks like it'll be at the 33-yard line. That's where they will set it up. Rossville offense. Horak is the quarterback. Andre Johnson, a running back. Wide receivers Cameron Badura, Connor Bush, Makai Jackson, Jack Donovan. Will Cook is the right tackle. Brock Bush, the left tackle. Jordan Johnson, left guard. Jerry Cunningham, center. Lee Worley is the right guard. We'll set Silver Lake defense for you here in a moment. In motion is Jackson. Horak hands it off to Connor Bush, and he is tripped up. Nice play made there by Strasbaugh, who we're going to mention his name quite a bit. Defensive end, returning starter, All-State lineman, 6'1", 195 pounds senior. Other DN for Silver Lake is Samson Weber, a junior. Nose guard, Kendrick Vandevelde, a freshman, very talented. Outside backers, Joel Miller, a junior, and Trent Rollenhagen, a senior. Inside backers, Paxton Willett, a junior. Al Lee is a senior. The corners, Grady Bergman, a junior. J.P. Whitehead, a senior. Safeties, junior Dane Johnson, and senior Logan Cathcart. Three of those corners or secondary members are returning starters. Here's the handoff to Bush again, running to the right, and not much there. Forward progress to the 29-yard line. So no gain on the play for Bush on the first carry. And then this one, he will pick up perhaps three. And now mark it actually at the 29-yard line. So they were going to say a gain of five. And so it is third down and five at the 29 for Rossville in the white uniforms with the black helmets. And the black and red pinstripes. Silver Lake defensively in the gold pants and burgundy jerseys is passed to the right side near the sticks at the far hash as the intended target is Connor Bush. And he is maybe just a bit shy. It will be fourth down. It's a pickup of four from Horak to Connor Bush. Connor Bush, 5'11", 176-pound junior, had six receptions last year for 155 yards and a couple of touchdowns. His brother Brock starts on the offensive line at left tackle. Fourth down and one at the 25 for Rossville. Two receivers right, one receiver left. It's quarterback Keith. This is Horak. And Horak dives forward to the 23, close to the 22. Taken down there by Silver Lake's Kendrick Vandevelde, the 5'9", 244-pound freshman. It's a gain of three for Horak, and it's enough for a first down on fourth and one for the Rossville Bulldogs. 10:08 to go here in this first quarter. Rossville with the opening drive. Horak with a 56-yard kickoff return to set off this season in style for the Bulldogs. Silver Lake not able to stop on the fourth and one, so it's first down and 10 at the 22 for Silver Lake for the far hash. One receiver left, two receivers to the right. Here's Horak in the gun. He hands it off. This is Bush. Nothing there. It's Strasbaugh, as I mentioned. We're going to mention him quite a bit tonight. Came off the edge, makes the initial contact, wraps up Bush, helped out by a couple other Eagles, including Samson Weber, a junior. No gain on the play. It'll be second down 11. They mark it back about the 22.5. Loss of about half a yard, but officially on the board, they will put it as a loss of one. So second down and 11 at the 23 for the Bulldogs. No score. First possession of the game. Trips to the far side. In the gun is Horak. One receiver to the left. Short drop. Looks. Fires across the middle. Has this man Donovan at the 15. It's a gain of eight. And sets up third down and three. Donovan was very successful last year as a wideout, 27 receptions, 397 yards, averaged 15 yards of reception, and three touchdowns. Rossville trying to snap a two-game losing streak in Silver Lake. Last year, they lost 42-28. 2 years ago, lost in overtime, 22-21. It was an outstanding game between the two rivals. Third down and three at the 15 for Rossville. Receiver wide to the left, Jackson in motion. It's a keep with Horak. Horak bounces to the left and trying to nuzzle his way forward to get the first down. Maybe just a hair short. Cathcart with the tackle from the secondary for Silver Lake. And he is short by about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. So a gain of two for Horak. And it brings up another fourth and one. Second fourth and one facing the Bulldog offense. Silver Lake and Rossville typically 3-4 defensive fronts. Right now they have five on the line of scrimmage. In motion is Andre Johnson. He sets up as a wing back, as does Bush. Their lead blocker for Horak. He keeps it wrapped up, but then breaks a tackle, dives forward, and has him up for the first down at the 11. Great effort by Jason Horak, who is the starting quarterback. Quite a battle with the junior Kanan Mitchell, but Horak, who last year had almost 1,000 yards of total offense, 500 yards receiving, check that, 476 yards receiving, and 500 yards rushing, and now he is the quarterback. And, of course, if you're familiar with Rossville, you know that the Horaks have been pretty good over the years, runs in the genes of the family, and they won some state titles during that process as well. First and 10th, 11, after the fourth down and one conversion. Twin receivers to the left. Horak hands it off to Bush. Connor Bush running left, finds a hole, and navigates his way down to the three. A gain of eight, and Silver Lake defense backed up here on the opening drive by the Bulldogs. That's the best run of the night so far for Connor Bush. Seven runs, two passes, nine play drive thus far for Rossville. All started with the kickoff return by Horak of 56 yards, and they started at the Silver Lake 34-yard line. Two receivers right, one receiver to the left. In motion is Connor Bush. Now he'll set up to the right hip of Horak. Low snap. Handoff is to Bush. What a play. Coming through and making the tackle in the backfield for Silver Lake was Jaden Water, 5'7", 146-pound junior. Was able to get the penetration. It's a loss of a yard to the four. So Connor Bush, four carries for 12 yards. Horak, four carries for seven. Horak throwing the football. Two for 12 yards. 8-yard completion to Donovan. 4-yard completion to Connor Bush. Third down and four at the five. Rossville can get a first down at the one without scoring the touch. Horak hands it. Ball is loose. And Bush is able to catch it midair after he lost it. Very fortunate to hold on to it. And there to greet him and lay a lick on him was Strasbaugh. Oh, my goodness gracious. Strasbaugh, we said right off the bat in the pregame, he is an all-state lineman. But he's also not only a great lineman on offense, but defensive end has wreaked havoc here on this first drive. And so now Rossville will attempt a field goal as a loss on the play of four for Bush as he just never really truly had the football. Very, very fortunate to hang on to it. So here to kick is Vincent Daniel, a field goal, the 24-yarder. It is on the way, and it is good. Low line drive, but through the uprights, and the Bulldogs, first drive helped out by that kick return, go on 11-play drive, and it's settled for the field goal. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds. This is High School Football on the Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with MJ back in the studios, Wade Gershner with you. At the midfield strap of the press box here at Silver Lake High School, field turf, beautiful facility, and a great turnout. Everybody got in free thanks to Bob Schwartz Financial, who paid for all the admission for both schools. And Rossville, their first possession, 11-play drive, 24-yard field goal for Vincent Daniel. They convert a couple of fourth and ones. So here is Daniel, the kickoff from the 40 from right to left in the white unis. Line drive kick. It is taken by Silver Lake. It is Brody Dider on the return. And Dider is swarmed under and wrestled to the turf rudely at about the 32, and that's where Silver Lake will start. First possession of the night for the Eagles. Braden Strasbaugh is the left tackle. Kendrick Vandeveld is the left guard. Trevor Shanley is a senior at center. Right guard returning starter Trent Harris, a senior. Right tackle, senior Caden Beer. Quarterback is Dyson Schooler, a senior. Running back, junior Paxton Willett. Receivers Logan Cathart and Dane Johnson. Slot receivers, Brody Dider and Trent Rollenhagen will play all kinds of different spots on the field at receiver. Two receivers right, one receiver left, out of the pistol. Here is Schooler. He hands it off, and this is Willett, the Rossville Bulldog a year ago, now a Silver Lake Eagle, and not much there, greeted rudely by his former teammates. Check that. That was Lees on the carry, not Willett. So Lees with the carry, getting the start. He was going to be the backup running back as of a couple days ago, but switch here to start, maybe just based on the formation. And the play they want to run on the first play of the game for Silver Lake on offense. So a gain of one for Lees. And second down and nine for the Eagle offense. Three receivers split to the near side. One receiver to the far side from the far hash at the 34-yard line. Second nine. Schooler in the pistol. Has some time. He fires. It is caught. And immediately dropped is Rollenhagen. His forward progress to the 37. A gain of just three for Rollenhagen. As Rossville was there, Cameron Badura, 6'3", 374-pound senior, in on the stop. So a short pickup on the pass by Schooler, but we were talking about this is the new quarterback situation for both teams, so you probably want to throw a few short passes, build their confidence a little bit early on, and then maybe take your shots. Third down and a long five, maybe six, from the 37.5. They'll mark it now at the 38. Schooler has a running back, that's Lees. He fakes, play action, backpedals, and is devoured and dropped by the Bulldogs D. Coming through, three Bulldogs with a sack back. It's a 30. Kalen Lehman was back there, and also Cale Horgan. And there were three Bulldogs that were there also coming in. Leo Wearley, 6'3", 91-pound senior. So a loss, I guess they back at the 28. So a loss of 10 for the quarterback, Dyson Schooler, who just didn't really have any chance there. They ran play action, and Roscoe was not fooled. So back to punt is Schooler. He's the quarterback and the punter. Looked like Silver Lake took off earlier on the near side. It appears that Dom Monholland, a freshman, number 24, mount taken off early. It's right in front of head coach Logan Pegram. It is a false start on the Eagles. So the first penalty on Silver Lake here in this first half. 3:46 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Rossville. Fourth and 14 for Silver Lake in punt formation. Eric Thomas, head coach, in his 12th year at Rossville. Logan Pegram in his third year with Silver Lake, replacing C.J. Hamilton. It's a high boot, angling far side. Then it takes a Rossville bounce. Goes backwards to near the midfield stripe. It is down there by the Eagles, Evan Scheid. And so Rossville with Prime Real Estate, they will start at the 50-yard line in their second possession of the ballgame. First possession, they went 11 plays and settled for a 24-yard field goal by Vincent Daniel. So the Bulldogs leading 3-0. Split wide to the left. Near side is Badura. One receiver far to the right, Donovan. Here is Horak. He runs option, pitches to Bush. Bush has a huge hole. He accelerates and exploits it, but there's a flag on the field. Bush breaks a tackle and finally dropped at the 11 near sideline, but this one more than likely coming back. It'll erase a 39-yard pickup. A hold is a preliminary signal on the Bulldogs. So that one is negated, and we saw it right away here in the press box. We were right on top of it, the 50. Saw the flag thrown by the official, and he's talking to Badura, who apparently was a guilty party. So they ran option, and Bush, he had a huge lane to run through, but perhaps too big due to the hole. So a spot foul, and they'll move it back. So after all that, it'll be a 1 yard pickup for Rossville. And first down and 9 is what it will be. So the holding penalty erasing a 39-yard pickup from the 50 to the 11. Seth Catron is in the ballgame, number 23 for Rossville. Two receivers near side, one receiver to the far. Play clock down to 2. Horak. Is he going to get it off? He is not going to get it off. Did Rossville call a timeout to prevent the penalty? And let's see. I don't think a timeout was granted. It is a delay of game on Rossville. So the hold, now delay of game, and the Bulldogs are backed up to their own. Well, they just moved that 6 yards. That's not right. They just moved the ball back 6 yards. The ball was at the 49. It was first and 9. Now they just moved it back 6 yards. That's a yard too far by the official. They need to correct that. He may say, well, 1 yard doesn't make a big deal. Well, you watched the Chiefs-Ravens game last night. You know that a couple of centimeters, millimeters make a big deal. So now they get together. The officials take care of it. So the ball is resting now correctly on the near hash at the 46 for the Bulldogs. Rossville leading 3-0 on a 24-yard field goal by Vincent Daniel. Jason Horak with the big kick return to set it up to start the ball game. Silver Lake was 3 and out on their first possession. 3:20 to go first quarter. And a handoff. Sweep right side. And Catron has nowhere to go. Cascar comes flying in and drops him back at the 40. It's a loss of 6 on the play. They might go forward prior to 42. So a loss of 4, as there was absolutely no chance for Seth Catron on that one. As Silver Lake beat the Bulldogs to the point of attack off the edge. And a terrific play made there by Silver Lake's Logan Cathcart, one of the leaders on this team, a senior, 5'9", 156-pounder. So it's second down and 18 after a loss of 4 for Catron. Horak hands it off. This is Johnson, his first carry of the game. He goes nowhere. The ball may have come free for a moment. And in on that tackle, Strasbaugh, and also in there was Weber. And so the Silver Lake defense started to feast a little bit. Rossville faced with third and 16, a gain of only two. So Johnson's first carry. Andre Johnson, the junior. Strong kid, 6 foot, 211 pounds. Third and 16 for the Bulldogs. Two receivers right, twins to the left. Horak in the gun. Back to throw on third and forever. Has time. Now he's flushed. He now cuts back inside. Does his best Lamar Jackson imitation. Horak turns up the jet. Far sideline. Takes a big time shot right along the sideline, but has plenty of yardage for the first down. Third and 16. And he's actually able to pick up 22. Jason Horak making something happen when he originally was trying to throw the football. So a 22-yard pickup and a third and long converted by the Rossville offense. And with under 2 minutes of play in this first quarter, Rossville leading 3-0, new lease on life after the third and long conversion by Horak using his legs. Two receivers right, one to the left. Here is Horak, hands it off to Connor Bush. He is met and dropped. Lee's in there for Silver Lake, also in on the tackle for the Eagles was Joel Miller. And not to leave anybody out, also was there was Jaden Water. Gain of three for Bush. Bush has carried it six times, Horak five times. Next week, Nemaw Central will come to Silver Lake, two-time defending champion, 2016 winning streak, looking to three-peat. And Rossville next week will have a matchup at home against St. Mary's. That'll be a heck of a game, too. Two receivers to the left, including Badura, in the slot is Connor Bush. Two receivers to the right, four receivers set. Now in motion is Gatron. Horak, play action. He looks left. He throws, and he has his man at the 15-yard line making the catch over the middle. Nice throw by Horak. It is Badura, a gain of 17, and a first down for the Bulldogs. Horak throwing the football is 3 for 3. Won the starting job over Kanan Mitchell. It was quite a battle. As of yesterday, Coach Thomas was not committing as to who was going to be a starting quarterback. Catcher split wide to the right. Receiver to the left is Badura. Man-to-man coverage by Silver Lake with their defense. They have seven men, now six men in the box. Horak keeps it. Quarterback run all the way. Nice jump cut. And then dives forward inside to 10, down to the 9-yard line. In on the tackle for Silver Lake. Looked like Miller was in there again from the secondary, along with Dane Johnson. So a gain on the play of about seven. Actually, going to mark it about 7 yards. That's what it is. 7 yard pickup on the run by Horak. Boy, the Silver Lake defense been on the field a lot here in this first quarter. They have 7 two-way players. Rossville has 8 two-way players. That means they play both offense and defense, start on both sides of the ball. And 13 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Play clock at 10. And so Rossville, let's see if they run a play here. They bunch three receivers to the near side of the field, moving from right to left. From the 9-yard line, second three, they do not snap it, and that's the end of the first quarter. Rossville 3, Silver Lake nothing. Week one of the high school football season, and it was a timeout called by Rossville with 8/10 of a second remaining. We'll take that timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school football on the Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence. Stock Grower State Bank is working for you.
Wade Gershon back with you here at Silver Lake. First ever broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse. 8/10 of a second remaining. Rossville calling a timeout. Rossville so far in this first quarter run 17 plays. Silver Lake's run three. Silver Lake's had three plays for a total of negative 6 yards because they were sacked on one of their three offensive snaps. So second down and three at the 9. Bulldogs go empty. Horak alone in the backfield. In motion is Connor Bush. Horak rolls to his left. Fires, lobs it, and it is knocked away. Cathart, having a nice first quarter defensively, made a terrific play on the ball. It looked like Bush may be able to hold in for a touchdown, but Cathart able to knock it away. And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Rossville 3, Silver Lake nothing. First ever high school football broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse. Back in 1 minute, this is high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Welcome back. We get ready for the second quarter. And it is Silver Lake and Rossville, 3-0 Bulldogs with the lead. Rossville ran 18 offensive plays in the first quarter. Silver Lake had the ball just once for 3 plays and negative 6 yards. So third down and 3 for Rossville to our right at the Silver Lake 9. In motion is Katrin. Horak keeps it, breaks one tackle, breaks the second, and able to wiggle his way inside the 5. Down to the 3, Strasbaugh with the tackle. Also, there was Cathart again and Lees. But it was Horak showing off his strength as he was able to break a couple of tackles. He picked up 6, and it is indeed enough for a first down for Horak, who has 7 carries for 42 yards. And it's first down and goal at the 3 for the Bulldogs, looking to add to a 3-0 advantage. Johnson in motion sets up as a wingback on the right. Here's Horak with Bush, a lead blocker, and Horak is in for the touchdown for the Rossville Bulldogs. And 30 seconds into the second period here from Silver Lake, the war on 24 early on belongs to Rossville. Bulldogs now lead 9-0 after the 3-yard run by Jason Horak. So pretty impressive drive there by the Bulldogs. Their second drive of the ball game. Silver Lake just running the 3 plays in that first quarter. Now Vincent Daniels in for the extra point. So 11-play drive and now a 9-play drive for Rossville. Here's the extra point. The boot is up and it is through as the holder was Cannon Mitchell, backup quarterback for Rossville. 10-0, Bulldogs with a lead, 11:30 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school football on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Grower State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions.
Here's a kickoff by Rossville. Bounces over the front line and is taken by the deep back and then thrown to the turf. Johnson with the tackle on Don Monhall, the freshman, on return for Silver Lake. So the Eagles will have first down and 10, just their second possession of the game, and we're already early into the second quarter. Rossville took the opening kickoff 56 yards and set them up at the 34 Silver Lake. When 11 plays settled for a 24-yard field goal and missed a Daniel. Silver Lake went 3 and out, had the punt, and then Rossville went on a 9-play drive, started midfield stripe, and it was Horak with a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point by Daniel. 2 receivers right, 1 receiver left, wing back to the right. Here is the handoff. Nope, it's Schuller. He's going to keep it. He breaks one tackle, cuts back, lowers his shoulder, takes a shot here on the near sideline there by Rossville's Connor Bush. But Schuller, nice job running the football, and he was able to pick up Devin to the 37-yard line. Actually, I'm going to give him about, yeah, to the 38 now they're going to mark it, so a 7-yard pickup. So Schuler with the pickup, he was sacked for a loss of 10 earlier. Second down in three at the 38 for the Eagle offense, down 10 to nothing. Schuler, quarterback Reed, he hands it off to Willett, the Bulldog transfer from Rossville, and he has nowhere to go. Gain of maybe a half a yard, brought down there by the Bulldog defense. And on the tackle was Bush, and also over there for Rossville defensively, Jason Horak. And so a gain of maybe half a yard for Willett. And so now third down and three at the 38 for the Silver Lake offense. Rossville last year gave up 20 points a game. Silver Lake gave up 23. Both teams hoping their defense improved from a year ago. Third down and three for Silver Lake, trailing 10 to nothing against the Bulldogs on their home field here at Silver Lake. It is Schuler. He's tripped up. Outstanding play made. Shooting low and tripping him up was Brock Bush. So Connor Bush, and then there's older brother Brock Bush, a senior, and he's able to drop Schuler. Forward dive by Schuler makes it fourth down and two, a gain of just one for the new quarterback this year for Silver Lake. And so Silver Lake's offense not able to muster anything thus far. 2-3 and outs unless they decide to go for it. We shall see. 9:30 and ticking in this first half. It is 10 to nothing in favor of Rossville, and Silver Lake may have to burn a timeout here because there's two on the play clock. There's all kinds of confusion, and they did burn the timeout. Coach Pegram calling for it. He is the offensive play caller for Silver Lake, so we'll take a timeout as well. Fourth and two coming up. It is 10-0 Rossville. Back in 1 minute. This is High School Football, 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to find your... Fourth and two for Silver Lake, and the punt is a high one, and it's a fair catch. As the punt by Schuler, taken by the other quarterback, that's Rossville, the counterpart, Horak, and a smart play taking the fair catch. And there is a flag on the play. Once again, big thank you to Bob Schwartz Financial. They paid for all the admission tonight for both Silver Lake and for Rossville. So nobody paid a dime to get in to watch this rivalry. And there's quite a few people here on the home side, hardly any empty seats. And the visitor side of Rossville is fairly full, and there are a lot of people around the fence outside the track here at Silver Lake as well. So a penalty on Rossville on, you'd say the return, but there was no return. It was a fair catch. So there's no need to have any kind of illegal block there, but you're blocking up front. You don't know that. So the Bulldogs will start after the penalty. That's his third penalty on Rossville, illegal block. So the Bulldogs will start at their own 18-yard line. This is their worst field position of the night, as we mentioned. Start Silver Lake 34, midfield to 50, and now they'll start at their own 18. But two possessions, two scoring drives, a field goal, and then a touchdown drive a few minutes ago. Water lined up, has a linebacker on the left side, coming off the edge. Here's Horak. They run option. The pitch is to Catron. Catron met by Strasbaugh on the far side and absolutely slung to the turf. Strasbaugh showing off his upper body strength. Catron's not exactly very small. I mean, he's a stout kid himself, as he's a 146-pounder, still pretty solid, and Strasbaugh just threw him down pretty rudely there on the far side. So no gain on the play. In fact, it's a loss of a couple for Katrin, who has not had any running room on the first two carries he's had. Negative four, now negative two. Second down and 12 from the 15 for Rossville. Here's the give, and running right is Connor Bush, wrapped up there by Silver Lake's Joel Miller, the junior with the tackle. Bush able to get to the 20. It's a gain of five. Brings up third down and eight for the Rossville offense. Bulldogs leading 10-0, 8:05 to play in the first half here at T.J. Hamilton Field in Silver Lake, home of the Eagles. Four on 24, four receiver set. Horak, they set up the wide receiver screen. Bobble then caught, breaking one tackle, carrying another one forward, but not enough for a first down. Great effort by the Bulldogs wide receiver who made the catch. An excellent opportunity to try there by Donovan, but the Silver Lake defense was ready after a missed tackle initially. They wrap up Donovan. So a gain on the play to the 26, and it brings up a fourth and three. Rossville in punt formation. Oh, it's a slow snap. The punt nearly blocked, but able to get it off, and it's a great punt. Goes sideways, out of bounds, inside the Silver Lake 35. What a punt there by Brock Bush, as that was a snap that took a long time to get there. But luckily, Rossville in the trench is able to hold on to blocks long enough to allow Bush to unload the punt. And so Silver Lake will get the football back down 10-0. They have yet to pick up a first down, but they've only had the ball two times so far here tonight. Blaze Hill, a sophomore in on the offensive line, number 64 for the Eagle offense. Logan Fegram, head coach, Brett Dewey, Nick Hamilton, Travis Hamilton, Trevor Hamilton, Jace Lowe, all Silver Lake alums on the six-member coaching staff. Schooler in the gun, gives it to Lees. Oh, Lees takes a stick. Big time hit by Connor Bush, but Lees able to find a crease right up the middle of that Roscoe defense. But he paid the price there at the 36. But it is a gain of four for Lees. The second carry for 5 yards. Silver Lake going quick, trying to push the tempo a little bit here, get into a rhythm. As we said, they're looking for their first down of the night. We're halfway through the second quarter. 10-0 Rossville. Two receivers left, one receiver to the right. Schooler, quarterback Reed. He keeps it, takes away his running back, and he is met and dropped immediately. The Bulldogs right now are winning the battle in the trenches on the line of scrimmage. That was Brock Bush again, along with a couple of his teammates on the interior, and nowhere to go for Schooler. Gain of a yard, and that is all. So Schooler has carried it four times. One time it was a sack, a loss of 10. And so it is third down and five at the 37 for Silver Lake, for the far hash from right to left. And the maroon jerseys with the gold numerals, gold pants, and the burgundy helmets. Here is Schooler. Airs it out deep. Tight spiral, looking for his man, and it is incomplete. Good coverage at the 25 in Rossville territory applied by Badura as Schooler was going for the home run, the deep ball to Rollenhagen. And Rollenhagen last year had a pretty big year. He had 8 touchdown receptions and 600 yards receiving, but couldn't haul that one in. It wasn't a bad throw by Schooler, but excellent coverage there by the Bulldogs down the field. And so it is fourth down and five for Silver Lake. Eagles still looking for their first down of the night. The Schooler will be the punter. He replaces Tanner Martin, who threw for over 2,000 yards a year ago and ran for over 900 at 29 touchdowns overall. As somebody left early again off the left side for Silver Lake, that was Evan Scheid, a senior, who took off a little bit early. And so that'll be a penalty on Silver Lake. They're second for 10 yards. Rossville, 3 penalties for 25. You're just tuning in. Rossville, Jason Horak returned the opening kickoff 56 yards to the Silver Lake 34. They went 11 plays, converted a couple fourth and ones, eventually had to settle for a 24-yard field goal, and then they had a long drive to end in a touchdown run by Horak from 3 yards out as this punt is up the side of the foot by Schooler, and that will actually end up being a punt of 4 yards for Schuyler. As if you're a golfer, you know of a shank. That was a shank for Schuyler. And he just got to keep his head up here. It's a tough break. And there's really no wind to deal with. It's a beautiful night for football, about 80 degrees at kickoff and a little warmer than that perhaps, but it's cooled down. Talking about 50s overnight into the morning hours. So Rossville will start at the Silver Lake 36. Horak is the receiver and Mitchell is the quarterback. Pump fake. He throws, tight spot, goes to Horak, and Horak gains just a couple, wrapped up immediately by Silver Lake's Dane Johnson. So Horak, who was an All-State mention at slot receiver a year ago, had almost 500 yards receiving, now quarterback this year, ended up being a receiver there, and Mitchell stays in. So probably a certain package that Derek Thomas and his staff wants to deploy offensively, get a different look for the Silver Lake defense. So Horak's thrown for 34, run for 45, and now he has a catch for 2 yards on the pass by Mitchell. Trio receivers to the near side of the field in motion is catch, and they hand it to him in a jet sweep action. Trying to get around the corner, and he does, but there's going to be a flag, a hold on the edge, allowed catching to turn that corner. I think Horak got a hold of the shoulder pads there on the other 12. That's to Silver Lake's Joel Miller, and this one's coming back. The 5-yard pickup negated due to the hold on Rossville. That is their fourth penalty of the evening. With 5 minutes to go here in the first half, 10-0 Rossville with the lead. Silver Lake's won the last two. Rossville and Silver Lake have split their last 14 meetings. They split the last 12 meetings since 2013 when Silver Lake won a state title, beat Rossville in the semis. Rossville, of course, has won 5 state titles since then. Silver Lake won 8 under head coach C.J. Hamilton and went to the state championship 18 times. The field is named after the all-time winningest coach in Kansas State high school football action, C.J. Hamilton. Catron in the slot to the far side. Horak in the slot on the near side. Donovan split wide right. Madura wide left. Mitchell hands it off. This is Johnson. Little jump cut. Bounces the outside and tripped up. What terrific tackle made there by Silver Lake's Joel Miller. That goes for another 10 or 15 yards possibly. So Mitchell is dropped. Gain of just a couple. Check that. I said Mitchell, but that's Johnson with the carry. Mitchell the one to hand it off to him. But now 4:22 and ticking in this first half, 10-0 in favor of Rossville. Silver Lake last year 8-2, and Rossville was 5-4 a year ago. Rossville class 1A this year. Silver Lake is 2A again. Just won a lot of titles at the 3A level, as did Rossville. 3rd and 16 for the 42 in Silver Lake territory for the Bulldogs, moving left to right. Horak in the gun. Check that, that's Mitchell. He spins, he turns, he does the best Mahomes impersonation. Somehow gets away, has some time. Now he heaves it down the field and incomplete. Takes that gigantic shot on the far side. Looks like he's okay. No flag on the play. Mitchell with a terrific job of extending the play. A great job by Silver Lake covering for the extra seconds. They had to cover for a long time downfield. Many times you'll see a defensive hold in the secondary. Did not happen. So really a nice play all the way around by Mitchell for the Rossville offensively, and then the defense for Silver Lake holding up. So the incomplete pass by Mitchell, and it will bring out the punter, which is Brock Bush, his second punt of the night. So suddenly a defensive battle after Silver Lake, or excuse me, after Rossville scored in our first two possessions. Here is the punt by Bush, and it does a perfect kickback at the 6, bounces back to about the 8, then rolls again to the 6, touched by Rossville down there by the Bulldogs, Jared Cunningham, who is also the long snapper for this Rossville team. And so 3:40 to play for Silver Lake, and the Eagles are backed up at their own 6, trailing 10-0. Derek Comestead, coach of 12th year for Rossville, assisted by Dan Schneider, Pete Fannensteel, Chris Gaines, and Kenny Schwartz. And Rossville's off last 2 against Silver Lake. Overtime a couple years ago, and last year 42-28. So Silver Lake, pin back near their own goal line. 1st and 10 from the 6, moving to our left from the far hash. Schuyler has plenty of time. He throws, has his man Johnson at the 17, and that is the first down of the game, unless they mark it short. I thought he had the first down. Not the greatest spot, but they are going to move the chains, I think. They're talking about it. They still haven't moved the chains, and now they do. Nice pass by Schuyler. Plenty of time. Great protection. A 10-yard pass by Schuyler to Dane Johnson. Dane had an outstanding year last year as a sophomore. 425 yards receiving, four touchdowns. And the first down of the game for Silver Lake comes at the 3:26 mark of the second. And there is a injury timeout right now on the field as they are dealing with Brock Bush for Rossville. See if he's okay as he hobbles to the far sideline but under his own power. Next week, we will have Silver Lake hosting at Nemaha Central. This is Nemaha Central, two-time defending champion, 26-game winning streak. They've got their skill position players back, got a stud quarterback, running back. Offensive line may be the question for Nemaha Central, but somehow they usually figure it out. So that's the matchup next week on 103.9, our sister station KNZA, and then Rossville gives Nemaha Central week three, that too on 103.9. So that's will host Perry next Friday right here on the Pulse. 3:20 to go in this first half. Schuler, plenty of time again, airs it out, looking for a man, and it is caught and then dropped, only because he hits the field, and then the flag comes in for defensive pass interference on Cameron Badura. What an effort there by Silver Lake's Brody Dieter, who went up, high-pointed the ball, had it, but then when he hit the ground, the ball was jarred free out of his paws. But there was early contact in the penalty on Rossville, the pass interference, 15 yards. And so Silver Lake has something cooking here after starting at their own 6-yard line. They have moved the pigskin out to, and then one thing that we should point out, in the pros, that's a spot foul on pass interference, but high school college is a 15-yard penalty. So if you're deep down the field, instead of giving up a 65-yard touchdown pass as a DB, you should absolutely tackle the receiver and take the 15-yard penalty. Don't give up a touchdown. Penalties, not that big a deal if you're saving a touchdown. First down and 10 at the 31 for Silver Lake after the 15-yard penalty. Three receivers right, one receiver left. Schuler in the gun. Has some time. Lees in the safety valve. Schuler flush, rolls right, fires, and it is caught. Wow, what a catch. Diving at his shoestrings and hauling it in for Silver Lake, an outstanding catch, enough for a first down by J.P. Whitehead. 13-yard pickup all the way up to the 44-yard line. That was a great diving catch there by Whitehead, and Schuler had to throw on the run to his right. First and 10, 10-0 Rossville. 3 minutes to go, first half here from Silver Lake. Schuler hands it off, and there's nowhere to go. No chance for Lees this time. As coming through and making a tackle is Katrin, but the guy that initially made the tackle was Will Cook, 5'10", 201-pound senior. He comes through and absolutely blows up the play. I don't even know if he was blocked, to be quite frank with you. So a loss of a couple, as Lees had no chance on that one. The second down in almost 12, ball resting near the far hash at the 43 for the Eagles, trailing 10-0. Three-man defense up front. Only three in the box. Here's Schuler. Has time. He hops. He heaves it deep, and it is incomplete as Connor Bush nearly had interception, and the receiver, Brody Dieter, turned into a DB and alertly knocked the ball away. But there is a flag on the play, and it's a defensive hold on Rossville. Both these teams have two timeouts remaining.
Holding against the
ball. It was a defensive hold. That was a preliminary signal. And so they will mark this one off. 10 yards, and it's just short of a first down by half a yard. So second down and half a yard for Silver Lake. Rossville now with six penalties in this game for 60 yards. Receiver to the left for Silver Lake is Dane Johnson. Bunch trip formation to the far side from the Silver Lake Eagle near midfield from the 46. Here is Schuler. He is being chased, and he has dropped. Great pursuit once again, as it is Will Cook with a second big defensive play on this drive. Caught Schuler from behind, a loss of 2 to the 49. Brings up 3rd and 3 with under 2 minutes to play. 10-0 Rossville. Silver Lake still has two timeouts to work with. Silver Lake offensively, their best offensive play, a 13-yard pass to Whitehead, and the 15-yard pass interference penalty on Rossville. Third and three. Schuler hands it off. This is Lees. Lees lowers his shoulder, and he's able to plunge forward for a Silver Lake first down. Wrapped up there by the Rossville D, as it was Cale Horgan making the tackle for the Bulldogs, but not before Silver Lake's able to pick up a first down. Gain of about six. Wasn't easy, but Lees is able to make it happen. Clock continues to run. A minute 20 as they move the chains. Three receivers right, one receiver left. That is Dane Johnson, tall target. Somebody go to if it's one-on-one coverage. Schuler backpedals, looks left, fires, looking for Johnson, who nearly batted to himself. Pass was in behind him. And it was a pass that Schuler might want to have back, as Johnson was open to throw it behind him. And Johnson tried to make an amazing one-handed catch near sideline in front of the Silver Lake players at the 33 in Rossville territory. So an incomplete pass, but it does stop the clock. Second down and 10 for the Eagles from the near hash mark at the 45 of Rossville. Caleb Lehman is in there as a defensive end, as Rossville, a few of the players have their hands on their hips, and we're just in the first half. 106 to play before intermission. Silver Lake trailing 10-0 in the war on 24. They won the last two meetings between the two schools. Schuler looks left again. He fires. Timing pattern. He's got Johnson, and Johnson has a first down. Stays in bounds, but they'll stop the clock to move the chains down to the 28 at the pickup of 17. And there's no doubt in my mind right now that Silver Lake has found something with Dane Johnson on the near side. They like their matchup, and they just, it's timing patterns. The only thing you got to worry about, you go to the well too many times, and DB jumps the route. And of course, if he overplays it, then you can do a little out and up or a little slant and go. Here's Schuler back to throw again. Has some time. Now being pressured from behind. He scrambles. Nice juke. And he's down to the 21-yard line at the gain of 9. Not enough for a first down. Silver Lake has to think about burning a timeout. But they've got momentum and they've got the tempo that they want. They still have two timeouts remaining. Silver Lake goes no huddle. Their line of scrimmage. Second one at the 21-yard line for Silver Lake. Three receivers right. One receiver to the left. In the gun. Actually in the pistol. Schuler leads to his left hip. Has time. Schuler looks left. He's flush. He steps up. Has time. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. As he's trying to go to Cathcart. Covered there by Horak. And incomplete pass for Schuler, but it stops the clock. And it's third and one. And Silver Lake still has two timeouts to work with. 27.1 to play before intermission. And it is 10-0. Rossville with the lead. All 10 of those points coming early in this contest. They scored a field goal on the first drive, and their second drive took a good portion of the first quarter and then finished in the second period, 30 seconds in, with the touchdown run by Horak. It's only a touchdown of the ball game. So once again, Silver Lake has two timeouts to work with. They have the ball at the 21. Remember, this drive started for the Eagles way back at their own six. They had not picked up a first down prior to this drive, and they're pinned against their own goal line. Schuler gets a snap, handoff Lees. Lees has the first down. Silver Lake will probably call a timeout as Lees to the 17-yard line. He picks up four. It's enough for a first down. And it's first down for the Eagles. Nope, they're not going to call a timeout. 22 seconds to go. First and 10 from the 17. They're going to spike it and preserve their two timeouts. There's a spike there by Schuler. So the Eagles burned about 3 or 4 seconds there by spiking instead of calling timeout. But by having the two timeouts, the final 19 seconds, they did give up a down in order to hold on to the two timeouts, but they do have a little bit more flexibility in their play calling, knowing that they have those to stop the clock in their back pocket. Rossville leads 10-0. Silver Lake is threatening. Started at their own six. They moved it all the way down, matriculated down the field to the Rossville 17. Schuler in the gun. Empty backfield. He fires over the middle and way too tall, trying to go down the middle of the field to the back of the end zone for Rollenhagen, and it just wasn't there by Schuler. And so brings up second down and 10, and Silver Lake should have enough time to run at least three more plays because you have 14 seconds and you have two timeouts to work with. It probably possibly could run a play beyond that. To figure out how quick the plays are, how quick you call a timeout, or if you get out of bounds. So Silver Lake doesn't have to get it all on one play. At the 17, third and 10, two downs to get to 10. Thinking of Tanner Schuler. He dances. He fires. It is caught near sideline. And we'll see where they mark him. It's inbounds. And at the 8-yard line, it is Johnson again. It's a gain of 9, and I think he's just shy of a first down. And Silver Lake calls a timeout with 6 seconds to play. So now you have all kinds of things to talk about if you're Logan Pegram and the Eagles. You have 6 seconds. It could be maybe a quick play, and you could get 2 plays in 6 seconds, but you got to remember it's fourth down. So do you kick a field goal possibly? Because you're at the 8-yard line. You go ahead and go for a fourth and one. If you do, either get in the end zone or you better go down quick after getting the first down so you can burn a timeout. So it's kind of a tough spot. Of course, you could just do a quick out. Screw it to Johnson. He has been the man on this drive as he has 3 catches for 36 yards on this march down the field for Silver Lake as they started at their own 6. They had not picked up a first down until 3:26 remained in this first half. They're able to move the ball all the way down now to the Rossville 8. They've been able to go 86 yards, but can they get the last 8? Silver Lake has 1 timeout remaining. So it is an interesting kind of a prickly situation with 6 seconds on the clock. We'll have to have about 8, couple extra seconds. The 2 tight ends left, the wing back on the left side is Deiter. Rossville showing blitz. A little bit of movement, didn't come across. Silver Lake might have been trying to draw him off. Now Willett, the former Bulldog, to the right hip of Schuler. 2 receivers to the right. They throw. It's a wide receiver screen to the outside. It goes to Johnson, and Johnson is brought down. They got to call a timeout at the 3-yard line. They're going to be at the 4-yard line. So it's a first down, 4th and 1. They picked up 4. As I said, they went to Johnson. It was a wide receiver screen. I must say, I think the clock might have started a little bit late there, but I still think there would have been time on the clock to run another play. Might have been 1.5 seconds, but kind of a mute point. And now you have 1 play for Silver Lake. Unless there's a defensive penalty, half cannot end on the defensive penalty. So the Eagles trailing Rossville 10-0, ball resting at the far hash at the 4. First and goal, that really doesn't matter. You have time for more than likely just 1 play to get it into the end zone, or you could try to kick a field goal, but that would be a tough angle where the ball is resting. And so more than likely, Silver Lake will be go ahead and try to punch it in 4 yards out. And boy, they need this. Now remember, Silver Lake kicked off to start the game, so they will get the ball to start the second half. So they get the 2-for-1 special. If they could score, go down 10-7, they come right back, opening possession second half, and possibly take the lead. But they are going to kick a field goal. So they will try a field goal. Schuler is going to kick it. It's a 21-yarder, tough angle from the far hash mark. So Silver Lake electing for the field goal. Good snap, good hold. The kick on the way by Schuler is good. So Silver Lake puts together a long drive. They settle for 3, but they're on the board to close the first half. And they'll get the ball to start the second half. Rossville 10, Silver Lake 3. Stay tuned. Our halftime show is on the way after this 2-minute break. This is high school football on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wayne Gershner back with you. Our first ever high school football broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network. MJ running the controls back in Hiawatha. Appreciate her help here tonight. Week one of high school football season. We're on 24. It's been a defensive battle thus far. And it's a game that really Rossville was controlling until that final drive by Silver Lake. Let's rewind, shall we, as Silver Lake kicked off. And it was Tayson Horak with a 56-yard kick return to the Silver Lake 34. Rossville would convert a couple of fourth and ones. However, they eventually had to settle for a short 24-yard field goal by Vincent Daniel. And with 5:59 to go first quarter, Rossville struck first, led 3-0. Silver Lake, they would go 3 and out. Rossville would get the ball back at the midfield stripe at the 50, go 9 plays, 50 yards. It was Tayson Horak, 3-yard run, and Daniel, the extra point, made it 10-0 Rossville early in the second quarter, and then both teams exchanging 3 and out. Silver Lake a 3 and out, Rossville 3 and out, Silver Lake another 3 and out, Rossville 3 and out. So Silver Lake went 3 straight 3 and outs and then had the ball at their own 6-yard line late there in the first half, and they go on a 15-play, 90-yard drive, settle for a 21-yard field goal to make it 10-3. And what's really interesting is Silver Lake had 6 plays. That's actually, let me check that. It was a 12-play drive there at the end, if I can do my math. They had 9 plays, no first downs, and then that last drive, 12 plays, they go 90 yards. They're able to find Dane Johnson on 4 tosses from Schuler, and Silver Lake was able to navigate their way down the field. They did have to settle just for 3, but they get the football to start the second half. When we return our halftime show, we'll give you the first half numbers. It is Rossville 10, Silver Lake 3, the War on 24 to kick off the 2024 high school football season and to kick off our inaugural broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse. Back in 2 minutes, this is high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wayne Gershner back with you here at Silver Lake High School, home of the Eagles, home to the War on 24 in 2024. First half, Rossville leading 10-3. Rossville scoring on the first drive, 11-play drive, 24-yard field goal, and a 9-play drive, 50-yard march down the field. Tayson Horak, a 3-yard run. That's a Daniel extra point, 10-0. Rossville early in the second. Silver Lake without a first down until the 3:26 mark of that first quarter, but they are able to go down the field 12 plays, 90 yards, helped out by a couple of defensive penalties by Rossville, And Dyson Schooler with the 21-yard field goal to put Silver Lake on the board at the final gun to close out the first half. And Rossville leads at the break 10-3. That last drive by Silver Lake really evened things up statistically on offense. Let's go through the individual numbers for Rossville. Andre Johnson, 2 carries for 4 yards. Connor Bush, 7 for 16. Taysen Horrock, 8 carries for 45 yards. And the touchdown run, Seth Catron, 2 carries for -6. Horrock throwing the football was 4 of 5 for 34 yards. Kian Mitchell, 1 of 2 for 2 yards. Cameron Badura, 1 catch for 17. Jack Diamond, 2 receptions for 13. Connor Bush, 1 catch for 4. Taysen Horrock, a catch for 2. For Silver Lake, Paxton Willett, a carry for 1 yard. Schooler, the quarterback, with 6 carries for 6 yards. There was a 10-yard sack factored in there. Alan Lees, 5 carries for 13 yards. Silver Lake really hasn't been able to run the ball with any conviction thus far, but they got the passing game going mainly because of the connection between Dyson Schooler and Dane Johnson. Schooler in that first half, 6 of 9, throwing the pigskin for 56 yards. And Trent Rollenhagen, 1 catch for 3 yards. J.P. White had a catch for 13, a great diving catch to pick up a first on that last drive. And Dane Johnson was the favorite of Schooler as he was the main target, 4 catches for 40 yards, all on that last possession. 1 sack by the Rossville defense, no turnovers for either team. Penalties, Rossville 6 for 60. Silver Lake, 2 penalties for 10 yards. And it all adds up offensively, not a lot of offense. Statistically, when you look at the scoreboard, 10-3 Rossville, but also yard-wise, Rossville 19 carries for 59 yards rushing. Silver Lake 12 carries for 20 yards rushing. Silver Lake 56 yards passing. Rossville 36. Total yardage first half unofficially, neither team cracking 100. Rossville 95, Silver Lake 76. And you may say, well, how does Silver Lake have 76 yards of offense, Wade, when you just said they went on a 12-play, 90-yard drive to get a field goal? Well, there was the defensive penalty yardage. Remember, there's a defensive pass interference, a defensive hold. There's 25 yards right there in defensive penalties. Halftime, it is Rossville 10, Silver Lake 3. More of our halftime show to come here in 2 minutes. This is High School Football on 96.9 The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health inspired by you.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horrock Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horrock and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horrock Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Defensive battle here on Highway 24. 6 miles separating the two schools, and Rossville's turn to come to Silver Lake this year. And it's a week one battle. One of the best rivalries in the state of Kansas, 13 state championships between the two schools, Silver Lake with 8, and Rossville with 5, and at halftime, Rossville with the advantage on the road, leading Silver Lake by a score of 10-3. Both these teams run similar offenses in regards to the spread, as we've talked about, as no quarterback has taken a snap under center so far here tonight. You talk about the tradition of Silver Lake. Last year went 8-2. From 2002 to 2008, Silver Lake went to 7 consecutive state title games, and they went 2-5 of those games under C.J. Hamilton. But one of the most amazing things I think you'll ever see in high school football is Silver Lake from 2002 to 2013, they went to 11 state title games in 12 years. The exception was when they had audacity to lose to Marysville in 09 when they went 11-1. Every other year from 02 to 13, they were in the state championship. And back in 2013, they're the state champs, and their only loss was to Rossville during the regular season. They avenged that loss in the state semifinals and then put up 82 on Beloit to win the state title. That was last year Silver Lake won the state championship, but certainly Silver Lake has their share of titles. We mentioned 8, 1981, 84, 89, 91, 97, 06, 2010, 2013. T.J. Hamilton, 447 wins, all-time winningest coach at Silver Lake, 47 years as a coach, 18 title game appearances, 8 state titles, retired after the 21 season, 40 playoff appearances. And Nick Hamilton, he's CJ's nephew, and then you also have Trevor and Travis. They are CJ's sons. They're all on the coaching staff, along with, we mentioned Nick and Trevor and Travis Hamilton, but then also assistant coaches for this team for Silver Lake is Britt Dewey and Jace Lowe, and head coach Logan Pegram, who coached under, or not coached, but he played under Coach CJ Hamilton. And then he went to play at Northern Illinois, played for coaches like Jerry Kill and Dave Doran. And he's 2-0 all time against Rossville, winning the last 2 years. And he was part, when he played at Silver Lake from 05 to 08, he was in 4 state title games. All 4 years he played, he was in a state title game. They went 1-3 in those state championships. So not too many players can say, hey, all 4 years of high school, I was in the state title game every single year. But there was quite a few kids that could say that from Silver Lake on an 02 to 13 run. And then, of course, Rossville, not too shabby themselves. We talked about their dominance there in 2014 and 15, undefeated 14-0. 2016, 13-1, beat Heston in the state title. And oddly enough, as I talked about in 13, when Silver Lake won the title, the only loss was at Rossville. Then they avenged it in the playoffs. And 3 years later, the same thing happened. It was 2016, and it was Silver Lake beating Rossville for Rossville's only loss of the year. Rossville went on to win the state championship, and that win by Silver Lake broke Rossville's 32-game winning streak back in 2016. And Derek Thomas won 2A state titles with Rossville in 20 and 21, being Hoisington and Beloit, respectfully, those years. But we talk about the history with these two schools and the rivalry. Dominated by Silver Lake from 98 to 2013, Silver Lake knocked out Rossville 8 times in the playoffs, was 8-0 against Rossville during a span. Silver Lake won 15 in a row against Rossville, 21-22. But after 2013, Rossville was able to split the last 12 meetings, 6-6, although they lost the last two, and they have those 5 state championships I mentioned since 2013. And so both these schools, the fan base, the communities, they can certainly brag about various things, and rightfully so, about we have these titles, we have these titles, we beat you this year, we beat you that year, and it's been a nice ebb and flow. And that's what makes for a great rivalry when both programs, both schools are successful. And certainly Rossville and Silver Lake, under head coach Derek Thomas for the Bulldogs and Logan Pegram, and of course CJ Hamilton prior to him for Silver Lake, have done a wonderful job in keeping things going in the right direction for both these football teams. 10-3 is our score at halftime. I'll give you some other scores here from the area, as Ottawa leading Atchison High 21-7, Hiawatha Royal Valley halftime 7-6, Horton Over Valley Falls 16-8 at halftime, Onega leads Dauphin West 26-0, Sabetha halftime leading Holton 7-0, St. Mary's over Perry LeCompton 16-0 and 1-1, and Riley County over Jeff West 7-0. So those are your other Big East games, and then the one that we don't have a score on is a non-league game between Marysville at Nemaw Central. Nemaw Central's went 26 in a row, 2-time defending state champs in 2A, and they will visit Silver Lake next Friday, and we'll have it for you on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. And then the week after that, week 3, Rossville will go to Seneca to take on Nemaw Central. We'll have that one for you on 103.9. Next Friday, the game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse will be Tabitha hosting Perry LeCompton. You want to listen to the games? You can listen on the sports radio app, MSC Sports app, radio app, I should say, and, of course, online as well, CozaFM.com, or old-fashioned style, dial it up on your radio, 96.9 The Pulse. Back for the second half in 2 minutes. Rossville leading Silver Lake at the break, 10-3. This is high school football on The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve.
They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Silver Lake. Sun has gone down. Beautiful night for high school football. And we are pumped and excited, ready for the second half. The second half kickoff is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. And they paid for everybody's admission tonight as well. Here is the kickoff. Low line drive. It is taken by Silver Lake on the return. And having a hole right up the middle. Terrific return in the Russell territory down to the 45-yard line. The return for Silver Lake is Bryson Burgos, a junior number 8, finding a crease, and man, he hit the jet, the turbo button. And so the opening kickoff was terrific return by Tyson Horak to start the game of 56 yards. This one is return of about 30, low line drive kick that was caught in midair by Burgos, and he takes it to the Rossville 45. So Silver Lake, first time they've started a drive, Silver Lake in the Bulldog territory. First down and 10 for Silver Lake. A little momentum on their side. You can feel things have shifted a little bit. Two receivers to the right. In motion is Deiter. The handoff is to Willett. Willett trying to bounce it outside. Cannot. Fantastic tackle made. 5 versus 5. That is Connor Bush against his former teammate Paxton Willett. No gain on the play. Terrific open field tackle. Willett just his second carry of the game. He has 1 yard to show for it. Second down and a long 10. Ball just outside the 45. A loss of about 6 inches. Two receivers to the left, including Dane Johnson. Two receivers to the near side. Cathart, one of those. Deiter in the slot. And the pistol. Here's Schuler. Has some time. Now being rushed. He lobs it up. A seam pattern pass just over the outstretched arms. Far hash mark at the 10. Trying to go to Johnson, who laid out. Great effort by Dane Johnson, a junior, but came up just a little bit short. But he did get behind the DB over there as Rossville, the coverage being applied by Jack Donovan and also Connor Bush. But Schuler had an opportunity, just missed it. Does feel like the breeze has picked up a little bit here as well. So that could be a little bit of a factor, not a major factor, but you do have to account for that. As Silver Lake now is going from left to right, from east to west in this second half. Third down and 10 at the 45 for the Eagles. Bunch trips to the near. Flushed out his Schuler. Now he fires and throws incomplete, nearly hauling it in. A fantastic try there by Johnson as his jersey pops off the shoulder pad again. Connor Bush with the coverage, but Johnson unable to hang on to the missile. Sidearm throw there by Schuler, and it's incomplete. Well, Schuler put a little extra mustard on that hot dog. Johnson nearly hauled it in. So fourth down and 10 for Silver Lake, and they will go for it. Now, remember, Schuler is the punter, so they could be lined up a regular offense formation, then a little pooch kick that happens sometimes when your quarterback's also the punter. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to back up a few steps. He's going to punt it. Here it is. He angles it near side. Nobody back to return for Rossville. They played it safe. And it's perfectly placed, and the ball rolls all the way down to the one. Schuler could not have done that any better. And downing it is Cathcart. And as I accurately predicted, and I don't get predictions right very often, but fourth and 10, I had a feeling they were going to drop their quarterback back to punt. He did, and Rossville's got to respect they might go for it, so they had nobody back to return. And Schuler, a nice touch off the foot. He had that one that he shanked earlier, but this one was perfectly placed. And it was downed at the one by Cathcart. So now you have Rossville pinned back at their own one-yard line. The three and out for Silver Lake. They had five drives, four three and outs. First and 10 at the one. Horak is back at quarterback. Mitchell had a series at QB. Horak keeps it, runs, almost got tripped up in the end zone. Now he breaks through to the outside, gets a block, and Horak off to the races, far sideline and out of bounds near the 20. For Horak, it looked like it was going to be tackled in the end zone for a safety. He was able to shake off that would-be tackler, and he ends up picking up 17 yards. They'll mark him out of bounds. They say nudged out at the 18. What a huge play by Horak. And we've seen him break a few tackles here tonight. And certainly, we've talked about many Horaks over the years who have also been outstanding athletes, and Tayson just another one of them. Two receivers right, two receivers to the near side. Johnson lined up as a wingback on the left. Horak empty backfield now. Jet sweep motion is the handoff. It goes to Rossville's Makai Jackson, his first carry of the game, to the 21. Pick up a four. Weber over there along with Willett for the stop. So Jackson with the pickup. They're going to actually move that ball back a little bit. So a gain of three to the 21. So second seven for Rossville. 10-3. Rossville with the lead. 10-11 to go in this third quarter. Rossville trying to break a two-game skid against the Eagles. Weber, the left defensive end. Strassball, the right defensive end for the Eagles. And a timeout called by Rossville. We'll take one as well. 10-3, Rossville. 10 minutes to go. Third quarter. Back in 1 minute. This is high school football on the Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
At Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at Skillsaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second seven play, Connor Bush running right, and then he cuts back and he has a first down all the way up to the 32. Nice run by Connor Bush. He is able to pick up 10 on the play, and it's a first down for Rossville. Bush has run 80 times for 26 yards. Horak with a back to his right hip, low snap. Hands it off. This is Bush. Bounces to the near side. There's a flag on the play. And Cathcart comes up and able to grab him by the waist and swing him to the turf. Great open field tackle by the senior for the Silver Lake defense. And the flag is in the area of holding on Rossville. So the holding penalty. Do you take the penalty and back him up? More than likely you will. It would be second down and 10. Now it'll be first down. They mark the spots. It'll be first and almost 20. 22. Yeah, it will be first and 20 for Russell. That's seventh penalty tonight on the Bulldogs. 9:34 ticking in this third quarter. Rossville 10, Silver Lake 3. Two receivers far side of the field. And Maduro to the left. Horak, wide receiver screen to the outside. And it is red and met. Dane Johnson, not fooled whatsoever, able to wrap up the receiver, Makai Jackson. And it's a loss on the play to the 20. So a loss of two makes it second and 22. That just wasn't a block on the outside. You run that wide receiver screen, you have to get a block wide, and then it could turn a big play, and there just wasn't a block. So Rossville faced with second and 22 from their own 20, moving right to left in the white jerseys, the black helmets, the black and red pinstripes. In motion is Jackson, and half the Bulldogs took off, and half of them stayed put. And that's another penalty for the Bulldogs. That is eight penalties for 75 yards, and we still have 8.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Silver Lake in the gold pants and the maroon burgundy jerseys and helmets. And the Silver Lake defense, you know, they were on their heels a little bit early, but they've really got it turned around since that first quarter. Rossville's last two possessions, three and outs. And now they're faced with a second and 27 after the false start. Here's Horak. He keeps it. Look out. He's open field. Turns on the Jets. Far side. He's at the 30. Cut back to the 35. Breaks another tackle at the 40. To the middle of the field. The Eagle logo. Midfield 50. To the Silver Lake 40. Cut back to the 35. Zigzag to the 32. And then knocked down from behind. Finally by Dieter at the 26. What a run. 47 yards. Check that. 62 yards for Jason Horak. 62 yards. And he had 62 yards rushing prior to that run. 62 on that run alone. Doubles up his yardage. What a run. He picked up 62, but he ran about 98 because he zigzagged all over the place. And good hustle by Dieter to tackle him from behind. The biggest play of the game for either team. That one from 62 for Horak. That was a second 22 play. In motion is Jackson. Horak hands it off. Probably a little bit winded. Gives it to Connor Bush. And Connor inside the 20. Down to the 18. And they're going to mark it to 17. So the gain. Now they'll go back to the 18. Bush will get to 17. But they're going to see 18-yard line. So gain of 4 for Bush. 10 carries, 124 yards for Jason Horak. A touchdown run. He's thrown for 32 yards. He even has a catch for 2 yards. Silver Lake started this drive at their own 1. Silver Lake before halftime, their final drive before the half, they started their own 6 and went down and got a field goal. From the far hash mark, second down in 3 at the 18. Here is Horak. He keeps it, and he should have enough for a first down. He needed the 15, able to get to the 14. That's a gain of 4. Silver Lake. There's a play clock is running down, but Rossville got off in time. So Silver Lake defense trying to bow up here. The huge run by Horak, who went to the far side, crossing the field, back to the near side, zigzag back to the middle, and then tackled over behind by Dieter. First and 10 at the 14 for the Bulldogs. To my left, towards the east end zone. One receiver left is Madura. Here's the handoff to Bush, holding on the ball with two hands. And now extends the ball to the 11 while he's lying on top of a teammate, an offensive lineman. Gain of 3 for Bush, and it brings up second down and 7 from the 11. Well, Silver Lake, we said the momentum was on their side after their long drive before halftime. And then the punt by Skula that pinned Rossville at their own 1. Remember, Horak almost got tackled in zone for a safety. Broke free, picked up 17. He gets on a direct snap. Horak running left, and he is met by Joel Miller along with a host of Silver Lake Eagles. And to the 6-yard line, gain of 4, brings up third and a manageable 2 for the Rossville offense. Under 6 minutes to go, and the third quarter. And conditioning comes into play here. First game of the season. Who's in better shape? Jackson in the slot to the near side. Madero defended one-on-one on the edge. One receiver to the right is Donovan. Jackson in motion. It is Horak. He keeps it. He's back. It's up. Oh, the former Rossville Bulldog. The transfer. Paxton Willett meets Horak and drops him. A stone wall put up by Willett. No gain. In fact, a loss of a yard or two. Wow, what a play. So Horak, 13 carries, 130 yards. There was a 10-yard carry. Helped out when he had the 62-yarder a moment ago. And Arasco with a 4th-and-4 at the 8. They elect for a field goal. Vincent Daniel hit from 24 earlier. This one is from 25. Straight on. The kick is up, and it is good. And Rossville has a 2-score lead once again. Bulldogs 13, Silver Lake 3. Back in 30 seconds, this high school football on 96.9, The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906. Covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's the kickoff, and on the return, it is Burgos again for Silver Lake. Right up the middle through the special teams coverage unit in Rossville, and he takes it to the Bulldog 42. So he returned the second half kickoff to the 45. He returns it now to the Rossville. His knee was down at 43, so two outstanding returns for Silver Lake's Bryson Burgos. Now, Silver Lake didn't take advantage of that last return to start the second half, but they did pin Rossville at the one. Rossville, by the way, they went 91 yards but had to settle for a 25-yard field goal by Vincent Daniel, but that puts them up by 2 scores. Rossville 13, Silver Lake 3. We've seen 3 field goals made in this game. 4:41 to go in the third quarter. Rossville has 2 timeouts, Silver Lake with 3. Long way to go in this one. Eagles with the football, moving to our right from the near hash mark. Receiver to the right, 2 receivers to the left. Here is the quarterback, Reed. They hand it off to Lees. Schooler elected to hand it off. Might as well keep it that time. And Lees is met and dropped by the Bulldog defense. Is in there making the stop for Rossville is Leo Wehrle, 6'3", 291-pound senior. Big kid up front, and he had to battle some health issues last year, and Rossville is really happy with the way he's looked prior to week one here tonight. He's looked good tonight as well. So a gain of 1 for Lees as Silver Lake continues to struggle running the pigskin. Second down and 9 at the 42 for Silver Lake. Trent 13-3. Trips to the left side. Schooler, wide receiver screen. He goes to Roland Hagan. He's dropped. Connor Bush comes flying as if shot out of a cannon and drops Roland Hagan all the way back at the 46. It's a loss on the play of 3. And they have not been able to get Roland Hagan going. He has 2 catches for no yards. And it ends up being Roland Hagan last year had 600 yards receiving 8 touchdowns. It's been Dane Johnson's been the biggest threat so far tonight for Silver Lake. 4 catches for 40. So third down and 13 for Silver Lake at the Rossville 46. Schooler being pressured, trying to break free. He does somehow to the far side, but then tackled from behind. Great pursuit by the Bulldogs. Cale Horgan, the sophomore linebacker, able to drop Schooler. Schooler did a terrific job just to get out of trouble. Looks like he was going to be swarmed under and brought down for a loss of a few. Instead, he's able to pick up a couple to the 44. And Schooler did about as much as he could do as the pocket was collapsing immediately, and the Rossville defense, after giving up the return on special teams, now has Silver Lake on a 4th and 11. Schuler in the pistol, leaves to his left. They're trying to draw him off on the long count. Now let's see if Schuler backs into punt formation. Did a moment ago, was successful as they pinned Rossville at the 1. 2:39 to go in this third quarter. Play clock at 5. Schuler is going to throw the football. 4th and 11. Has time. Airs it out. Near side. Looking down the hash mark. It's time. Incredible catch made by Diner. Inside the Bulldog pin. They'll mark it down at the 7. A 37-yard strike from Schuler to Diner. Diner with the first reception of the evening, and that was a 4th and 11. Mark that down. 2:21 to go, third quarter from the near hash. First and goal at the 7 for the Eagles. Two receivers far left. They fake to give to Burgos. Schuler throws a little bit behind and at the feet of Rollenhagen. Rollenhagen a little bit displeased with somebody, I think, in regards to either a route or a block. So an incomplete pass. Schuler now has thrown for 90 yards, and that was a heck of a catch by Dider because he was backpedaling a little bit, caught it, and the defender was kind of face guarding him, but not making contact, so it was a legal play. So it wasn't bad coverage, and how about Schuler stepping in that one on a 4th and 11? Second goal from the 7 after the incomplete pass. Johnson one-on-one to the far left. They like that matchup. Cathart to the right. The give is the lead. They've had no success running the football, and they still don't have success running the football. Lees up the middle, and he has stopped at the 5, a gain of just 2. Weirdly in there again with a host of Bulldogs. So third down and goal from the 5 for the Eagles. Rossville 13, Silver Lake 3. Boy, you're Silver Lake, you do not want to settle for 3 here, even though it would make it a one-score game. After that huge hookup, 37 yards from Schuler to Dider on a 4th and 11. Third and goal from the 5. Bunch receivers, a trio to the right side. Johnson, one-on-one to the left. Schuler looking Johnson's way on and out. Diving is Johnson. He holds it in for the touchdown. And Silver Lake is right back in this, baby. 13-9, pinning the extra point. Well, I was just talking about the one-on-one matchup, Johnson on the outside, and that's what they got. A quick out, a diving catch, Schuler put it where Owen Johnson could get it. Outstanding play by the Silver Lake offense on a 3rd and goal at the 5, and they go to their favorite target tonight. The extra point by Schuler is up, and it is true. 13-10 Rossville, 1:19 to go, third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school football on the Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24. Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a couple of exciting plays for the Silver Lake offense. They had a 4th and 11, a 37-yard hookup on a tremendous catch by Brody Dider. And then Schuler to Johnson, they had the matchup, as I alluded to, right before the snap. And he catches it diving in the end zone on the out pattern. Extra point added, and we have a new game. Rossville 13, Silver Lake 10. Here's Horak trying to change everything on a dime on the return. Angling far side, and it is stood up and pushed back. A wall of Eagle defenders there to bring him down. Forward progress close to the 30. So the Eagles, that drive started at the Rossville 42. Burgos had the nice return again. And the 4th and 11 play, and then the 3rd and goal from the 5, 2 key plays. 7 plays, 42 yards. And Johnson with a 5-yard touchdown reception had 4 catches for scores a year ago. And on the night, he now has 5 receptions for 45 yards. Schuler with the touchdown pass, his first of the season. The 49 seconds on the clock. I think the clock went a little bit extra there and lost a little bit of time. I don't know if they're putting it on the clock or not. So Rossville will start at their own 32. And they're going to pitch a timeout for the change. So Rossville will start at their own 32. And Silver Lake, we talked about their struggles offensively in the first half until that last drive of the first half. And Schuler, for the most part, has had some time to throw, and that's always important for no matter who the quarterback is. Rossville 13, Silver Lake 10. Rossville led 10-0. It was 10-3, 13-3, not 13-10. Both teams with a touchdown. Rossville 2 field goals, Silver Lake 1. From the far hash, accident motion. Here's Murak, hands it off to Connor Bush, and he has tripped up and dropped there. Coming through and making a tackle is Paxton Willett. It's a gain of just a yard for Connor Bush. This Rossville team, they've got a lot of experience up front. They got seniors. In fact, they have 5 seniors that start an offensive line, but their depth is very, very young. So if they have an injury on that front 5 on the offensive line, they will go young. 2 receivers left, 1 receiver, actually 2 to the right. Porak in the empty backfield. Going in motion is Johnson. 2nd down and 9 from the 28 for Rossville, actually the 32. Horak airs it out near side, and it is dropped. That was a long throw for Horak to the far side of the field coming our way. And a great try there by Bush, laying out but couldn't haul it in. Coverage applied by Cathcart. So now 3rd down and 9. Horak has thrown the ball 7 times, 5 completions. Kanan Mitchell, 1 of 2 throwing the ball in the series he was in the first half. 7.4 seconds remaining, 3rd quarter. Rossville 13, Silver Lake 10. The War on 24. It's been a defensive battle, but the offenses have shown a little bit of life, especially Silver Lake lately. 3rd and 9. Torak back to fire. Has time. Plenty of time. Hops into the throw, and it's incomplete. Over the middle at the 48. He was going to Connor Bush. And there to make the play. Outstanding defensive stop was J.P. Whitehead, who had a big catch earlier. And he's able to knock the ball free there. Deflected it and timed it just perfect on a hit on Connor Bush. That stops the clock. 0.9 seconds remaining here in the 3rd quarter, and Silver Lake has a chance, if they can handle this punt, to have the ball and a chance to take their first lead of the night. Rossville's led the entire evening. Good snap. Here is the punt by Brock Bush. It's high but relatively short, and it takes a Silver Lake bounce backwards, and then Silver Lake is there, and they actually grab it. That was dangerous by Jaden Water. He usually want to get away from that. Alan Lees is coming over and saying, hey, man, don't do that again. That's the end of the 3rd quarter. It is Rossville 13, Silver Lake 10, back in 1 minute. War on 24 on 96.9, the Pulse.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health. Inspired by you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the costs involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, one of the strengths coming into the season, many people believe, with Silver Lake was their wide receiving core. Logan Cathcart, Brody Deiter, Trent Rollenhagen, and Dane Johnson. And even though Cathcart and Rollenhagen have been quiet, Brody Deiter, a 37-yard catch on a 4th and 11. Dane Johnson with 5 catches and a diving catch for a touchdown. Those two have stepped it up. And Dyson Schuler, after a slow start, the new quarterback for Silver Lake, has warmed up. And now Rossville, their defense, the onus is on them now as Silver Lake has the football and the momentum, but Rossville still leads 13-10 12 minutes to decide the war on 24 here in 2024. Two receivers right, one receiver left is Johnson. Schuler takes the handoff. He's looking for Johnson. Fly pattern near sideline. Johnson! Catch in the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Dove Orlick! Dane Johnson, 56 yards on the streak down the near sideline. And Silver Lake has their first lead of the night, 16-13. Now, I will say, Russell fans will probably point this out here at the game, Johnson did extend the arm just a little bit to get a tiny bit of separation, but it wasn't enough for the official to throw OPI. You don't usually see it called. It wasn't any major shove off, but there was an extension of the arm. Here's Schuler, the extra point. Kept the upright to the right and no good. So that's a big extra point miss because Rossville's hit a couple of field goals. Field goal would tie the game. 11:51 to go. Fourth quarter. Silver Lake, the first lead, 16-13. Back in 30 seconds on the Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we could see that developing as Johnson one-on-one on the near side. And when you've got a kid that is that athletic and he's 6'3", throw the ball up, let him make a play. Although Schuler put it right on the money. And Johnson, he didn't have to worry about a safety because it was just a flat-out fly pattern. A sprint forward like a 40-yard dash. And Schuler put it on the money. Johnson got the separation. 56-yard touchdown strike. One play. Touchdown for Silver Lake. And Eagles with 13 unanswered to have their first lead of the night. 16-13. 11:51 to play in this fourth quarter. So it's Rossville's turn. Here is the kickoff. Angling to the near hash. And here's catching on the return from the 20. Angles far side. Gets a block. Turns it upfield and then knocked out of bounds near the far boundary. Actually, he stayed in bounds and pushed back. Forward progress to the 40. Nice return by Catron of about 25 yards. And so the Bulldogs will start at their own 20, or excuse me, at their own 40 after the 20-yard return, 25-yard return. Well, this is what you want to see in a rivalry. Tight games, great crowd. Big thanks again to Bob Schwartz Financial. They paid for everybody's admission tonight for both Rossville and Silver Lake. Nobody had to pay a dime. They could save up on buying some concessions. Came in, got some programs, sat down, and been cheering all night. Rossville controlled pretty much the whole first quarter. Silver Lake came to life late in the second. Third quarter, kind of a mixed bag, and now Silver Lake momentum in the fourth. Here's Horak. He hands it off, and a gain of maybe three, as that is Andre Johnson with the carry. That is just his third carry of the night. And he ends up picking up 2 yards to the 42. Neither team's run the ball that well in regards to yards per carry, except for Horak, because remember, he had a 62-yard run. That helps his average. Second down and 8. Both defense do a nice job against the run. Horak, back to throw. On and out. He goes to Bush. He's batting drop. Terrific coverage there by Silver Lake. Grady Bergman, a junior at corner, he comes through. Three of the four secondary players for Silver Lake are returning starters. Bergman is the new starter, and he made a nice play there. No gain on the play. So third down and 8 for the Bulldogs. Play clock at 20. 10:31 to play. And sticking in the fourth. Silver Lake 16, Rossville 13. Silver Lake's won the last two meetings. That's 2013. They played 12 times and they each have won 6. Horak, empty backfield. Water rushing from the edge. Horak rolls left, has time, lobs it, and it is incomplete. Oh, he had his man. He had Connor Bush, who got some Freedom able to break away from Joel Miller, but Horak had to throw that on the run and just lopped it over there. Two flags on the play, and they both are in the area of holding. They got a hold and an illegal shift, and they will be declined. In fact, that wasn't an illegal shift. It was just a decline. So there are two flags, but they're both for the same penalty. It was a hold. And Sutherland says, hey, it's fourth down and eight. We're not going to make it third and 18. We think Rossville's going to punt it. So Brock Bush, who was shaken up a little bit earlier, hobbled off the field. He is in there to punt. And back to return is a guy that has had a hot hand tonight, Dane Johnson, number 11. Here's a punt from the 32. High punt. Johnson lets it go. Stays away from it. And that could have been caught. And he's slapping himself in the head thinking, you know, I probably should have caught it. Thing is, it didn't roll any further. So it is down at the 25. So Silver Lake will start their own 25-yard line. If you're just tuning in to this game here tonight, our first ever high school football broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse, Silver Lake did not have a first down until 3:26 remaining in the first half. They only ran three plays in the first quarter. But their offense has come to life, and the big reason why, their offensive line has given Schuler time, and he's been able to find Dane Johnson for six receptions and two touchdowns, the last of 56 yards, and he had a big 37-yard hookup with Deiter on a fourth and 11. That made it 13-10. Schuler in the gun, and we have delay of game. There is a flag on the play. It is delay of game. It took a little bit too long. Silver Lake just their third penalty night for 15 yards. Rossville has eight penalties for 75 yards. So first down and 15 for the Eagles. They push back to the 20 after the penalty. Johnson wide to the left, near side. Silver Lake moving from right to left. Schuler throws. It's patted down and nearly picked off in midair. As is Will Cook again, who's had a nice night for the Bulldogs. And he nearly batted it to himself. So they went away from Johnson that time. Horak was defending Johnson one-on-one. And Cook nearly came away with a pick six. Schuler, after a slow start, 151 yards passing. Helps when the last one was 56 yards to Johnson. 10:04 to go, fourth quarter. Empty backfield. Check that as running back to his left as Lees. Here is Schuler. He's sacked. Bulldog defense. Guess who? It's Will Cook again. Will Cook is cooking defensively, and he's able to get to Schuler and drop him for a loss all the way back to the 11. A loss of 9. So Cook's had a big evening. That's two sacks of the night for Rossville's defense, and both by Cook. So it's third down and forever for Silver Lake. Third and 25. Rossville has held Silver Lake to 16 yards rushing. It's been the passing game that Silver Lake has relied on. Play clock under 10. 9:20 to go, fourth quarter. Silver Lake 16, Rossville 13. 4-on-24. Schuler, quarterback draw all the way. Tries to shake outside and then brought down from behind. That will be Cook again with another tackle. His motor won't quit. Gain of 4 for Schuler. And so now it's 4th and 21, and Silver Lake will punt. Horak back to return, and we saw him return the opening kickoff 56 yards. He can take it to the house anytime he touches it. Jason Horak, the quarterback this year, slot receiver a year ago, he has 13 carries, 130 yards. 62 of that 130 on one electrifying run. Where he zigzagged all over the field. High punt by Schuler, but short. Bounces hard off the field turf here at Silver Lake, and then down at the 40. So Rossville will start at the Silver Lake 40. Prime real estate for the Bulldogs. Short field, trailing 16-13. So the Eagles, three and out. The key play, Will Cook with the sack. And so now Rossville takes over from the near hash mark, moving left to right in the white jerseys. Silver Lake defending in the maroon with the gold. In motion is Jackson. Horak keeps it, running right, dives forward to the 36. Gain of four. Strasbaugh there along with Lees for the tackle. They'll pick up a four. And the other thing we got to start thinking about a little bit is the clock. 8 minutes and 12 seconds. Roswell has two timeouts. Silver Lake has three timeouts. Silver Lake 16, Roswell 13. Roswell's led the entire way until Silver Lake took the lead on the first play of the fourth quarter. A 56-yard touchdown strike from Schuler to Dane Johnson on a fly pattern down the near sideline into pay dirt to my left. Second down and six from the 36. Swing left, one right. Here's Horak, quarterback run all the way. Needs a couple of blocks. Breaks one tackle. Cuts back. Spins out of another. Dives forward to the 27-yard line. That's the first down. Gain of nine for Tayson Horak. And so the Bulldogs, remember, Schuler's extra point after that last touchdown by Silver Lake hit the right upright and was no good. Had he made it, it had been 17-13. Instead, the missed extra point means that Rossville, they don't have to score a touchdown here. They've made a couple field goals for Vincent Daniel. They could kick a field goal and tie it. A couple years ago, we had overtime. 22-21, Silver Lake won it. Empty backfield. Horak being chased. They set up the wide receiver screen over the middle. There's some room. It's Donovan, and he's to the 16. Gain of 11, and it should be enough for a first down. I tried that wide receiver screen earlier in the game, and it just there was no blocking on the play. This time it was better timed, and Donovan makes the catch. That is his third catch of the night. A gain of about 10 and a half. We'll call it 11. Ball resting just outside the 16. 7:14 to play fourth quarter. Silver Lake 16, Rossville 13. Jackson and Donovan split wide to the right. And to the left is Badura, kind of a similar stature as Dane Johnson. Badura 6'3", 174. Johnson 6'3", 175. In motion is Johnson. Lines up with the wing back right. He's a lead blocker for Horak, the quarterback. And Horak, little jump cut. And Flowers bulldozes his way inside the 10. Hard down. About the 8. Gain of 8. Second and 2. So now Rossville, no question Rossville has been the more successful team, more effective running the ball. And there's no question Silver Lake has been a lot better at throwing the pigskin. And a contrast in styles from that standpoint. Although both teams want to throw it, I would say Rossville wants to run it more than maybe Silver Lake does, but both teams want to establish the run. So second down and one, the ball at the 7. Horak in the gun, running back to his left. He hands it off. This is Connor Bush. Connor Bush. Running hard, dives, is he in? Yes, he is! Connor Bush with the Rossville Bulldog touchdown, and the Bulldogs back in front, 19-16, with 6:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Connor Bush with his first touchdown run of the night, and he was absolutely able to power his way into the end zone. That was a strong run. His offensive line did a great job of getting that initial traction up front. And a good surge moving forward. And now, an important extra point. 19-16, here's Daniel on for the PAT. The snap, the hold by Mitchell. The kick is low, and it's no good. Might even been partially deflected as coming through for Silver Lake was Evan Shy. I don't know if he got a finger on it or not, but he's the one that came through. So Silver Lake missed extra point, and now Daniel's extra point's no good. 19-16, Rossville with the lead, back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, things have certainly gotten a little bit exciting in the last 15 to 30 minutes in this one. As we get ready for the final 6 minutes and 6 seconds, Silver Lake and Rossville. What a rivalry and what a way to kick off the 2024 season. We will not see a rematch, though. Rossville Class 1A this year, Silver Lake 2A. The ball is followed by Burgos on the kick. And then Burgos picks it up and is twirled to the turf at the 28. So 5:59 to go. Silver Lake now trailing Rossville 19-16, but both teams have missed their extra point on their last touchdown. As that last drive for Rossville, remember, it started at the Silver Lake 40. They go four plays, 40 yards, Bush the 7-yard run. Extra point no good in 19-16. So Silver Lake, they're aware that they do not have to score a touchdown. They can kick a field goal and tie it up. So they'll start at their own 28-yard line. Send three receivers to the near side of the field, one to the far. Schuler, quarterback draw all the way. Almost had to backpedal for a moment. Lost his balance and gets to the 30. Tackle made there. Andre Johnson in there along with Lurley and Brock Bush. A gain of a couple for Schuler. Schuler, 10 carries, 5 yards. He was sacked at one time, actually two times. Schuler's thrown for 151 yards. Dane Johnson, 6 receptions, 101 yards. Jason Horrock leaned away for Roscoe, 151 yards rushing, including a 62-yard scamper, and he had a 3-yard touchdown run. Second down, 8 at the 30 for Silver Lake, moving to our left from west to east. Schuler with a 4-receiver set. Zips it, and it's knocked away and almost intercepted. Underneath coverage, Brock Bush nearly had the interception. Had he come up with it, he might have been off to the races for a 35-yard interception return. But Schuler trying to force it into Johnson. He did not see the underneath coverage, which was Bush, Brock Bush, who nearly picked it off. Schuler dodges a bullet there. Now faced with a 3rd and 8. 5:15 to play. Silver Lake trailing Rossville 19-16. Rossville at 10-0. 10-3, 13-3, 13-10. Silver Lake went up 16-13. And then Rossville last drive took advantage of the short field and retook the lead at 19-16. 3rd and 8. 2 receivers right, twins to the near. Schuler was running back to his left hip, flushed a little bit, steps up, throws. Trying to go to Roland Hagen, check that Dieter. Pass behind Dieter, incomplete at the Rossville 48. Good coverage by Connor Bush. Schuler had pressure. He was feeling the heat. He had to unload it. So you may say, well, that pass was behind the intended target. You try throwing a ball when you got two guys that are breathing down your neck from behind, and Schuler knew he had to unload it. He did, hoping Dieter would make a play, and certainly Dieter made a play earlier, 37-yard pickup on a 4th and 11. So three straight incomplete passes, and Silver Lake with a 3-and-out. We've seen a lot of 3-and-outs tonight for both teams. We've also seen some electrifying plays on offense. Here's the punt by Schuler. This one is short, high, short punt. Takes a Silver Lake bounce. What a bounce. About 15 yards all the way down to the 38. So that's where Rossville will start. And now how aggressive is Rossville starting at their own 38? They lead 19-16. Rossville has 2 timeouts. Silver Lake has all 3. Bulldogs getting the stop defensively. You talk about the schedule for these teams. Meanwhile, Central comes to Silver Lake next week on 103.9, the Pulse. Or excuse me, 103.9 KMZA. We'll have Sabethos and Perry on 96.9 The Pulse. And Rossville next week gets to host St. Mary's. Then they go to Nemaw Central. So you talk about a gauntlet for both teams, especially Rossville. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Hand off the catch on a little jet sweep action. The knee is twisted down. Outstanding defensive play made by Strasbaugh. Boy, we've called his name a lot. 6'1", 195-pound senior, Braden Strasbaugh. This is his final war on 24, a senior. You look at this Silver Lake football team, they have 57 on the roster, 12 seniors, 40 on the roster Rossville. They have 10 seniors. So for those 22 kids, this is their last war on 24 because they cannot meet in the playoffs since they're in different classifications. 2nd down and 9 after the 1-yard gain for Catra. Here's Horrock, quarterback keep all the way. And he nearly got tripped up. Now he's taken out. Water there. Joe Miller is the one that made the play. He nearly was able to have a shoestring tackle. Horrock got out of that, but then he was met by Water, and it's a loss all the way back to the 33. Loss of 6 for Jason Horrock, and it ends up going down. You can call it a sack if you want, although I think it was a quarterback run all the way, so probably wouldn't call it a sack unless you think he was going to throw the football. But either way, it's a loss of 6. Silver Lake gets a big play from their defense, and now Derek Thomas and his coaching staff, how aggressive do you want to be? 3rd and 15, 3:45 to go. Silver Lake trailing the Bulldogs by 3. Johnson lined up back right. 2 receivers left, Catron in motion. They fake the jet sweep action. Horrock on the run, throws on an out, knocked away. Terrific play. They're trying to go to Jackson at the 43. Would have been short of a 1st down. And Logan Cathcart, who has been quiet offensively, doesn't have a catch, but defensively, we call his name quite a bit. He timed it perfectly, did great coverage, knocked the pass down, and it is now 4th and 15. That would have still been about 6 yards short of a first down. I don't know if Roscoe would have gone for it or not had they completed it. Still a nice play by Cathcart. Now Brock Bush to punt, and that incomplete pass also means the clock stops. 3:33 to go. Low snap. Here's the punt by Brock Bush. It's a decent punt, and Johnson stays away from it. Ball goes sideways on the field turf and out at the 35-yard line. So that is where Silver Lake will start at their own 35. So both teams with three and outs on their last possession. This could be the last drive of the game for Silver Lake. 3:22 to play here in the fourth. Silver Lake trailing Rossville 19-16. Rossville trying to snap a two-game losing streak to Silver Lake. A battle between two programs that have 13 state championships between them. And have met so many times in the playoffs. And always meet in the regular season. This year, that's the only meeting we'll get. The only treat we have is week one between these rivals. Schuler steps back. Fires over the middle. Top. Johnson. Good choice. He's been the go-to guy. Forward progress to the 42. It's a gain of 7, second down and 3. What a spot for Dyson Schuler. His first start taking over for Tanner Martin, who had a great year last year for this Silver Lake offense. And now we have a injury. And oh boy. Dane Johnson, I don't know if it's cramps or if he turned an ankle, but he is down. We talked about how he has been the favorite target tonight. He has 7 receptions, 108 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 of 5, 1 of 56. And last year, Johnson had 4 touchdown receptions, 4 and 25 yards receiving. So he is picking up where he left off last year. And this wide receiving corps, Silver Lake, very, very talented. And it could very well be a cramp. It is week one. I don't know for sure. I'm not a doctor. But usually when they stretch a leg out like that, you're usually talking about a cramp. But it could possibly be looking at an ankle too. But Dane Johnson, he has been terrific tonight for the Silver Lake offense. And Tayson Horak has been brilliant for Rossville. I mean, those two guys have made some outstanding plays here tonight. So, sideline warning issued to Silver Lake. Not sure why. The Silver Lake fans don't like that. So let's reset. Rossville 19, Silver Lake 16. 3 minutes and 1 second to play, fourth quarter, here from Silver Lake. Eagles have 3 timeouts. Bulldogs have 2. Second down and 3. Johnson comes off the field. Looks like he will be okay. We'll see how quickly he gets back out on the field. Now, Roland Hagan's been quiet. 2 catches for no yards. Cathcart does not have a catch. Dieter has just 1 catch for 37. 3 receivers, Whitehead, Dieter to the left. 1 receiver to the right. Schuler has time. Being rushed by Cook. Avoids the rush. Now steps in, fires, deep ball, looking for Whitehead, makes the catch of the 20, breaks free, and he's in! Touchdown! Touchdown! Silver Lake Eagles! 57 yards on the bomb thrown by Schuler to Whitehead. Silver Lake back in front, 22-19. Dane Johnson had to leave the game. So you say, oh, well, they probably won't air it out too deep. And they air it out to Whitehead, who made the catch at the 20. Defender fell down. He turned. Nothing but green grass in front of him, or field turf, as I should say. 57 yards to Pater. And, wow, did this place go nuts. 57 yards. There's still 2:28 to play, folks. Long way for being done with this one. Second touchdown, actually third touchdown pass of the night for Schuler. Timeout on the field. Let's go ahead and keep it here. We'll stay here as this has been just a wild second half. Silver Lake doing it with the passing game. Rossville doing it with the running game. Horrocks run for 145 yards. Schuler's now thrown for over 200. Johnson has over 100 yards receiving, and now Whitehead with a 57-yard touchdown catch. And this is a big extra point for Silver Lake. Schuler to kick. The holder for the Eagles is Brady Hogle. Make the extra point, and Rossville has to score a touchdown to win. Miss it, and Rossville can kick a field goal and force overtime. Rossville still has two timeouts remaining, as does Silver Lake. 2:28 to go. Silver Lake 22. And Rossville 19. And that was a couple of plays, and they're able to score. Here's the snap. The hold, the kick for the extra point by Schuler is right through the upright. Silver Lake regains the lead. They're up by 4, 23-19. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school football on the Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horrock Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horrock and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horrock Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, what a game. What a way to kick off our first ever high school football broadcast. On 96.9, the Pulse. Glad you could tune in. Wade Gershner with you. MJ back at the studios. Hope you've enjoyed this one here tonight. Two teams that are ranked according to various rankings. Silver Lake's ranked top five in 2A according to some, and some other polls are not. Rossville's ranked as high as number two in 1A according to some, and others not so much. Doesn't really matter. It's a rivalry. These two teams don't care about the rankings. They care about bragging rights. Here is the kickoff by Willett for Silver Lake. It's high, short, pooch kick. Taken 22 by Katrin. Katrin on the return, breaks the tackle, now has some room, breaks another, and then is twisted down at the 37. So a decent return by Katrin. Not bad field position for Rossville, but they do need a touchdown. And now we talked about how they rely on the run more so than Silver Lake does. So that doesn't bode as well for Rossville in a two-minute offense. But they do have a kid named Horrock that has had a 62-yard run and can break a lot of tackles, as we've seen. So Rossville will start at their own 38-yard line. Moving left to right in the white jerseys. Horrock, short drop, fires, out pattern, caught, a lot of room. Connor Bush to the midfield trap at the 50. He might have been bumped out just ahead of that. Actually, going to give him the 49. That's a gain of 13 and some soft coverage there by the Silver Lake defense. Connor Bush, three catches or 17 yards. Horrocks only thrown for 56 yards. They've all been short passes. 2:14 to play. Clock stops. The move actually went out of bounds. Plus, he got a first down. That's why the clock stops. Both teams have two timeouts. 23-19, Silver Lake with the lead. Rossville led the entire first half. Bunch trips formation left. Horrocks goes left against his body. Being chased. Throws incomplete. Weber was giving him some pressure. And they're going to Bush on the far side in front of the Bulldogs' sideline and boundary. I didn't look like there was a lot of contact there. They call a bump and DPI, defensive pass interference, I think, on Dane Johnson. Oh, I don't know about that one. Like to see a replay, but we don't have replay, of course, here at the high school level. So a big call that's going in favor of Austin. We await the call from the official. But the preliminary signal was on the Silver Lake defense. So it's a 30, it's a 15-yard penalty on the pass interference. That is just the fourth penalty of the night for Silver Lake. So Rossville has a first and 10 at the Silver Lake 34-yard line. Moving to our right. In motion is Bush. Horrock wants to throw. Quick out. Going up and hauling it in is Madura. But it's incomplete. He had it and then knocked away. Incomplete. Great defensive play over there. Waterer, it was incomplete. He never did have possession of the ball. The official thing is bobbling it. Silver Lake thought they had a forced fumble, but instead, not the case. Whitehead over there. So it's second down and 10. Incomplete pass after all that. Ball was bobbled, never had possession. Horak, sprint option right, wants to throw, looks downfield, and it's incomplete off the hands of the intended target, Jack Donovan. He was trying to get his foot in bounds while he's trying to haul it in. There's a little extra heat on that missile thrown by Horak, who's being chased. Third down and 10, minute 57 to play, fourth quarter, week one, high school football season. You'd never know it. You just showed up, didn't know, you'd think this is a playoff game. The intensity of one of the best rivalries in the state of Kansas on full display here tonight in Silver Lake. Eagles leading the Rossville Bulldogs by four. Third and 10 for Rossville at the Silver Lake 34. Jackson in motion. Low snap. Bobbles. Picking up his Horak. He backpedals. He eludes the defenders. He cuts back at the 40. Dives forward to the 36. Late flag comes in at the end of the play, but I think it's during the actual play. And there might be a block, illegal block on Rossville. We shall see. The loss of two as it stands for Horak. So a block on the back, and I think they're going to get Leo Worley for that one. So now, if you're Silver Lake, what do you do? Because it would be fourth down. It'd be fourth and about 12 or 13, or third and a lot. So this is kind of a tough decision, because you make it fourth and 12, but and if you get a defensive pass interference, it'll be a first down. Personal foul called, not illegal block in the back. Personal foul called on Rossville. They said targeting, but they haven't marked off the penalty. So there's a little bit of confusion right now. Did they go ahead and decline it? All right, Silver Lake declined the penalty. So it's fourth down. Rossville needs to get to the 24. So fourth down and almost 12 for the Bulldogs. Minute 38 to go, 23-19. Silver Lake with the lead. Rossville, fourth and long. Two receivers left. Twins to the right. Horak backpedals. Buys some time. Rolls right. Looks downfield. Directs traffic. Throws against his body. It is caught! And bouncing up the defender is Makai Jackson inside the 15. And they'll mark him down at about the 12. A 24-yard connection as Horak once again able to buy time and keep the game alive for the Rossville Bulldogs. What a play. Insane. We see Mahomes do it and other great quarterbacks in the NFL. Horak able to just buy time, and they usually don't want to throw it back across the middle of the field. That's what Horak did. Got away with it. Jackson came to meet the pass. That was key. First and 10 at the 13 for Rossville. A minute to go. Horak throws back corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. It was in Whitehead's hands. There was some hand fighting there on the far side between Badura and Whitehead. No flag called, and then Whitehead could have intercepted, but it fell out of his hands in the back corner of the end zone on the far side near the pylon. Woo! Catch your breath, baby. This is what high school football is all about. Second down and 10 at the 13 for the Bulldogs. 56 seconds to play. Both teams with two timeouts. In motion, lined up as wing back is Johnson. Horak, empty set. Backpedal, sets up the wide receiver screen to Donovan. He's at the 10, and he dives forward to the 6. Gain of 7 for Donovan as they pull out the wide receiver screen, and the Eagles were able to trip him up. I think it might have been Water. I'm not sure who it was that tripped him up there inside the 10. They mark him at the 6, and a timeout is called. Timeout, Rossville. Let's take one as well. Back in 30 seconds. 30 seconds on the pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Doc Rohrer State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 months.
23-19. Silver Lake trying to hang on. third down and three at the five. Here's Horak. He rolls left. Has time. Will he run or will he throw? He turns it upfield, dives, and he stopped, or is he in? He's down at the one. He's down at the one. Gain of five for Horak, and Rossville has the ball at the Silver Lake 1 yard line. And it is a first down as well. And the clock is running as they take the chains out of play here. First and goal at the one, and now a timeout called by Silver Lake, which probably is a smart play by Coach Pegram, because two reasons you're doing this. One, you want to reset your defense. But two, if Rossville gets in on this play, then Silver Lake would at least have more time to try to go down. And remember, Silver Lake's up four. So if Rossville scores a touchdown, the extra point, they go up three. So Silver Lake, all they need is a field goal. So probably a very smart timeout by Logan Pegram. Back in the old day, coaches probably would have just let that thing run. But the game is different now at all levels. You got to manage that clock. And so, and some people would say, let them score so you have time to respond. Well, that's usually against the grain for most coaches. If you're Rossville, you don't want to score on this first play. It's first and goal at the one. You'd rather take two plays, make somebody burn their final timeout, and milk more clock. So Rossville is in charge here. The other thing against saying, well, just let them score, which I think would be crazy to do in this situation, but people might bring it up, is you never know whether you have a bad exchange or a bad snap and they're not under center. Rossville plays out of the spread, as does Silver Lake. So that always annoys people, too. You're first and goal at the one. Just run a quarterback sneak and get it in there. Instead, you're snapping it all the way back to the five, and then you got to run 5 yards to get one for a touchdown. So they put more time on the clock. 40 seconds even remaining. Both teams in one timeout. Silver Lake 23. Rossville 19. Rossville with the ball to Silver Lake 1. To my right, towards the west end zone. Far hash. Direct snap. It's the Horak. Horak trying to get in. Drives the lower legs. Turns, and he's in for the touchdown. And Rossville, it's their turn to regain the lead with 35.3 to play. Bulldogs up 2, 25-23. Horak with a one-yard plunge.
Breaking Eagle Heart.
35 seconds to go, but keep in mind, Silver Lake has Dane Johnson, and they had J.P. Whitehead, who had a 57-yard touchdown catch, and Johnson had a 56-yard touchdown catch. This game's still far from over, but definitely Rossville in the driver's seat now. For Silver Lake, the only good thing to come out of that is they scored right away there on first and goal at the one. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is on the way, and it is good by Vincent Daniel. 26-23, Rossville with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, well, well. 35.3 to play. What a second half we have had. We have had in the second half 1, 2, 3, 4. Four lead changes in the second half. Silver Lake has one timeout. Rossville now in the driver's seat. 26-23. 8-play, 62-yard drive. Horak with a 1 yard run. Here is the kick. And they angle it in the air. It is taken by Dieter at the 30. Dieter back to the near side at the 40, cut back to the 45, and Silver Lake will have good field position. They elect not to kick it deep, and Silver Lake will have the football at their own 45-yard line. Now, keep this in mind. They have just one timeout, but the clock will stop if you go out of bounds, of course, but also if you pick up a first down, it stops to move the chains. So Silver Lake, the takeover here, what a game this has been. It was a slow start for Silver Lake's offense, and then Rossville's offense went into a slumber early in the third quarter, and then it has picked up momentum here in the fourth. Like a great book, you get in the later chapters, or a movie gets to the fun, exciting stages. We have drama here in Silver Lake. Schuler, flush, throws, across, Dan Johnson! First down at the Rossville 43. It's a pickup of 13, and they stop the clock to move the chains, and they spike it. The Schuler to stop the clock, 22.8. Remember, once again, Silver Lake just needs a field goal. Now, sure, they'd love a touchdown to win it, but they also have the field goal option in play. And Silver Lake, here tonight, they have been able to kick field goals, as has Rossville. Both teams have been able to kick field goals. So they've been short field goals, but field goals nonetheless. So both teams have the ability to kick the football through the uprights. Some teams at these levels do not. They always have to go for two or never have to kick a field goal. They always have to go for it. Second down and 10 for Silver Lake. They have the ball, middle of the field at the 43, moving to our left. Three receivers left, one receiver right. Leaves the back. Schuler has all time, all kinds of time. Fires a laser. It's caught at the 20. Diving catch by Dieter. Dieter with another incredible catch. And what a throw by Schuler. It's a pickup of 23 to Dieter. And now Silver Lake hurries, 15 seconds on the clock, and we have a whistle from the official. They're going to say that there's 14.4 on the clock. The officials came in and stopped things because I think they're saying that the ball needs to be marked correctly. They had moved it too far forward. They have it, and that's right. It was at about the 20. They had put it up 3 or 4 yards forward. So that now they're going to wind the clock. They got to go. Silver Lake's got to go. They're confused. And now Schuler has it. And he clocks it, and that they lost 5 seconds. Because the official spotted the ball incorrectly, the officials then stopped the clock to place it correctly, but then Silver Lake needed to be at the line of scrimmage, ready to clock it. Instead, they were not ready because the officials were going to restart the clock because they had stopped it. They stop it, they can restart it, unless Silver Lake or Rossville would have called a timeout. Neither team called a timeout. So Silver Lake was not ready to snap it and clock it, and it cost them 5 seconds. Tough. When it's week one, you don't go, can't go through every scenario in practice. Three receivers right, one receiver left. That's Dane Johnson. Second 10 at the 20. Silver Lake from the near hash. Schuler looking for Johnson. He fires. Cook looking at him. Johnson catches inside the 5. There's a flag on the play. Clock runs, and they will stop it with 1.4. Silver Lake calling a timeout. We have a lot to sort out. Johnson stood up. Forward progress, I think, at the 5. As it sits now, 15-yard pass. A flag was thrown. If it's defensive pass interference, Silver Lake could just go ahead and, well, I guess you take the penalty, then you would stop the clock. The flag, what's the deal? Well, the officials look a little bit confused here. It's a 15-yard pickup to Johnson, and as I said, when in doubt tonight, if you're Silver Lake, throw it to number 11. And the play he sat out, they just said, let's throw it up to 21. Whitehead in a 57-yard touchdown. Holding on Rossville. Declined. So now, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Silver Lake calls their third and final timeout. As I was telling you earlier, even though Rossville scored, the second best thing happened to Silver Lake when Rossville scored. Obviously, they didn't want them to score, but it was the next best option. That was Rossville scored on first and goal from the 1. Instead of maybe falling down, taking a knee at the 1, Rossville could have made Silver Lake burn their final timeout. Instead, they scored right away. Now, I don't think Silver Lake let them score. Both teams are battling in the trenches. But the fact that Rossville was able to score first and goal at the 1 instead of second or third and goal at the 1 actually preserved time for Silver Lake. And as I pointed out, 35 seconds in eternity. And then on top of all that, Rossville kicked it short on the ensuing kickoff. And Silver Lake, nice return by Dieter to 45. That allowed them to set this up with a short field, good field position. And then, of course, they go to Dane Johnson. Dane Johnson tonight has been sensational. 9 catches, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns. How about Dyson Schuler? After a slow start, he's thrown for 266 yards and 3 touchdowns. So the first half, Silver Lake kicked a field goal on the final play of the first half, and now it comes down to the final play of the fourth quarter. Final play of the game. Silver Lake could kick a field goal to tie it, or they could go for it. Silver Lake's going to try a field goal at the 12. It's a 20. The snap will be at the 12. The ball at the 5. It's a 22-yard field goal. And now Derek Hama says, I want to freeze the kicker. To Dyson Schuler, the newly anointed quarterback this year, taking over for Tanner Martin. Schuler is Johnny on the spot. He kicked one through from the far hash mark on the same end of the field to my left on the east end. Now he'll have to kick it from the left hash mark, the near side hash mark, from the 12. So it will be a 22-yard attempt. And if Schuler makes it, we're going to overtime. And 2 years ago, we had overtime in the war on 24. Silver Lake prevailed 22-21. So Silver Lake going for the field goal. I've covered Beloit for the last 18 years. Beloit hardly ever kicked the ball. So it gets to the five. They were never kicking the field goal. They were going to go for it no matter what. So I have to adjust a little bit with these two teams because even though Roscoe's 1A and Silver Lake's 2A, a lot of schools 1A and 2A don't have a kicker. These two teams have two decent kickers, no doubt. Daniels kicked a few field goals tonight. Schuler, we mentioned, hit one from a tough angle, far hash. So here we go. 1.4 on the clock. We're either going to overtime or Rossville is going to celebrate on their 6-mile drive back to Rossville down Highway 24. Schuler is ready. Nods his head. Here's the snap. It's high. The hold. The kick is up and it's good. What a hold by Brady Hogle, the junior. Don't underestimate that. That snap was high. He got it down. It was almost blocked, and Schuler had the patience and confidence to just focus, and he booted it through, and we're going to overtime, baby. 26-26, the war on 24. We want some more. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, The Pulse.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wow, catch your breath, folks. We're going to overtime. Silver Lake, remember, as we talked about, Rossville converted on first and goal at the one with 35 seconds to play, and then they kicked it short. Dieter returned it to the 45, and then they were able to get a pass to Dieter down to the 20. That was a huge play, a 23-yard pass to Dieter. And then they had the 15-yard pass to Johnson, and that got him to the 5 and the field goal. So the war on 24, the only meeting between these two schools this year. Many times we've seen them meet again in the playoffs, and of course one season would end and the others would continue, but Rossville going to Class 1A this year. And what a game it has been. Three captains out there for Rossville, four for Silver Lake. Huge thank you to all of our sponsors on our inaugural football broadcast tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. They include Doug's Pharmacy, Stockgrower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Rossville Truck and Tractor, Doltmeyer Home, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Stockgrower State Bank, Bob Schwartz Financial, Community Healthcare System of St. Mary's, Roofs by Brian, Denali Home Design Skilled Saws, and Horak Legacy Group. And how about this one tonight? So it will be 10-yard line. You decide if you want to be on offense or defense first. You usually want to be on defense first. That way you know what you need. The momentum certainly is on Silver Lake's side for the moment. But that could change with one quick play. So we go to overtime. Both teams have kickers that can make extra points. But you could have a situation where the first team scores a touchdown, miss the extra point. Next team will have to score a touchdown, get an extra point. Or first team scores a touchdown, extra point. Next team says, you know what, I'm going to get the touchdown. I'm going to go for two, like the Baltimore Ravens were going to do last night in Arrowhead against the Chiefs. And then the guy's shoe was one size too large. Or I think the Ravens would have won because I think they would have scored on the next play, but we'll never know. What a game. Four lead changes in the second half. It all started out innocently enough. Rossville at 10-0 late in the second quarter. Silver Lake kicked the field goal. After starting their own 6, they got down to the 8, kicked the field goal, got on the board 10-3. 13-3 Rossville. Silver Lake with a touchdown 13-10. Silver Lake took the lead on a touchdown pass to Dane Johnson, 16-13. And then Rossville went up 19-16. Silver Lake back in front, 23-19. And then Rossville scored with 35 seconds to go, make it 26-23. But Silver Lake, not to be deterred, put together a 35-second scoring drive, took the field goal, and now we're in overtime. 26-26, Johnson left, three receivers bunched right. Schuler looking for Johnson. Why not? On and out, looking for Johnson. He's been uncoverable tonight, and he's down to the two. A pickup of eight from Schuler to Johnson. And listen, it's not that complicated. Folks, we can make things complicated in life all we want, and sometimes it is. But sometimes there's the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. And with your Dane, if you have Dane Johnson right now, he has been uncoverable on the out. And I wouldn't be surprised to go there again. The only thing is, Horak maybe would cheat a little bit, and he could get a pick. So Johnson, you also throw a jump ball to him, too. He is 6'3". Second goal from the two. Lees was moving, I think. Here is Schuler on the quarterback keep up the middle, down to the one. So he gains two. But it did look like Lees was moving just slightly, moving forward before the snap. There is no clock in overtime. Don't have to worry about that. There's a play clock. So it is third and goal. They mark him at the two. So no gain on the play for Schuler. So Rossville decided to go on defense, which is smart when you win the toss in overtime. Cathcart, split wide right, has not had a catch tonight. Schuler in the pistol, running back behind him is Lees. To his left is Water. Third and goal from the two. They give it to Lees. Lees lowers his shoulder and delivers the boom. Low center of gravity, and Silver Lake takes the lead, 32-26 here in overtime on a two-yard run by Alan Lees. Well, Silver Lake depended on the pass all night long. That time they go to the power run. And now Schuler is on for the extra point. And his field goal, obviously, a lot of pressure on him to make it to force overtime. Still some pressure here to make it a seven-point game. And how about Hogel holding tonight? Here's a snap, the hold, the kick is on the way, and Hogel got it down again. Well, great job by Brady Hogel, and Schuler, give him credit. Ice water in his veins, knocks it through, and it is 33-26 here in overtime, and Rossville now will get their chance. Well, if these two teams thought they're going to get a breather next week, that's definitely not happened. Two-time defending champ Nemo Central comes to town next week on 103.9 the Cans, yay, and Roswell hosts St. Mary's, who's very good, ranked in 2A next week. So, it is one of the best rivalries in the state, and this one is not disappointed. It's my first chance to watch it in person. I must say, they're paying me for this? So first and goal for the 10 for Rossville. They need a touchdown, extra point to force double overtime. Touchdown, 2 point would win it. They don't score, they lose. Horak, little jitterbug step, little jump cut, and then he stops. Stonewall there at the 7, gain of 3. Jason Horak, he's had a decent night. First start at quarterback, and all he's done here tonight, the senior is run for 154 yards, thrown for 86, even caught a pass tonight when Mitchell was in for a series, the backup quarterback. Second goal from the 7. Two receivers right, two receivers to the left. Both kickers have missed extra points this evening. Johnson in motion, wing back right. Horak in the empty set. And now in motion goes Bush. Bush gets it, running wide to the right. He's strung out. He's tackled and dropped. Sandwiched. Big-time play defensively by the Eagles. Able to spread it out, stretch it out. And in on the tackle, Joel Miller. Strassball was over there. And also for Silver Lake was Grady Bergman. As they got Bush running parallel line of scrimmage. And that makes it tough for our running back unless they have unbelievable speed. So a gain of 2. And it's third and goal from the 5 for the Rossville Bulldogs. Trying to end a two-game losing streak to their arch rival, Silver Lake, here in Silver Lake. The kickoff the 24th season. Three receivers right. Badura left. In motion goes Bush. Horak at the 10, gets the snap, rolls, wants to throw, has a man open, and it's knocked away at the last moment. Dane Johnson lays out. It looked like Maduro was going to have to catch for a touchdown. He was open, and Johnson lays out with a 6'3" frame and knocked the ball away. Oh, my goodness, what a play. And so now it is fourth down and goal for Rossville. They have to score to force double overtime. And now a timeout. Timeout on the field. Now keep this in mind as well. You probably know this if you're a regular football fan. But in case you're not, because we have all kinds of people that are listening, regular football fans, probably just some regular fans in regards to they're just tuning in, driving down the highway, the road, whatever, at home, couldn't make it to the game. The game cannot end on a defensive penalty. Keep that in mind. So if Rossville throws a pass and there is pass interference, it cannot end on a defensive penalty. Otherwise, Rossville has to score here. Fourth and goal at the 5. And not only do they have to score the touchdown, then they have to kick the extra point to tie, or would Derek Hamas, his 12th year as head coach, say, you know what? I'm feeling lucky. I'm going to roll the dice and go for 2. We'll find out if they have to make that decision here in a moment. Horak is the senior quarterback. 2 receivers staggered to the right. 2 receivers staggered to the left. So Badura has Bush right behind him on the line of scrimmage wide left. Moving to our left. And now a timeout called by Rossville. And that's the last timeout. So both teams using their last timeout here in overtime. And let's go ahead and keep it here. Both teams, you get one timeout added to your total when you go to overtime. You go double overtime, they'll both get a timeout again. What a game this has been here at C.J. Hamilton Field. Our first ever high school football game on 96.9 The Pulse. It's going to be tough to top this one. Rossville led 3-0, 10-0. Led 10-3 at halftime, 13-3. Dane Johnson, touchdown reception, made 13-10. Then with 16-13, Silver Lake on a 56-yard touchdown pass to Dane Johnson. Silver Lake took the lead on a 7-yard run by Connor Bush, made a 19-16. And then Silver Lake went up 23-19 on a 57-yard touchdown strike to Whitehead from Schuler. Horak, a 1-yard run with 35 seconds to go, made 26-23. And then Silver Lake was able to go down the field in 35 seconds, get 55 yards, take a field goal with 1 second remaining to force overtime. In overtime, Silver Lake scoring on a 2-yard run by Alan Leaf. So now, Rossville, after Schuler made the extra point, Rossville down 7, fourth and goal at the 5. Maduro wide left. They have Bush and Donovan to the right. In motion is Bush. Horak in the gun. Empty set. Horak's going to run it. They run. Flip dive. He stopped. Taysen Horak with the carry. They left it in their best player's hands. And there just simply wasn't any space. He ran left following his blockers. He picked up 3, dove to the 2. He was stuffed by the Silver Lake defense. And Silver Lake wins for the 3rd time in a row in the war on 24. And they open the season 1-0. Rossville opened the season 0-1. What a barometer game this is for both these teams. And for those seniors that I talked about earlier, Silver Lake has 12 seniors. Rossville has 10. This is the last war on 24 for those 22 young men who will go on to bigger and better and great things and future endeavors next year when they're done with this year in high school. But this is a game you're going to remember. 2 years ago it was a classic, 22-21 in overtime. This one, 33-26 in overtime. Both those overtime games going to Silver Lake. And I will say this, Rossville, they are going to be right there at the end of the year. They stay healthy in 1A. There is no doubt about it. They are one of the contenders in 1A. And Silver Lake certainly a contender in 2A. As the student section going out and celebrating the win. And they are jumping for joy. As I said, this is not just a regular season game. This is a rivalry game. And there's nothing better in sports than rivalries. And this one is special. That's why we wanted to have it on the radio tonight for our first ever broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse. And, man, we did not get cheated. That is for sure. This matchup did not disappoint. Might have been a little bit slow like a movie sometimes, first half. But it sped up and got a lot more exciting there in the third, late in the third, and then the fourth quarter was bonkers. Four lead changes second half, and then go to overtime, and Silver Lake prevails. And there's so many things you can look at in a game. You know, the Chiefs and the Ravens last night, it came down to a guy's foot being a size too big. Game of inches. And you look at this game, there's so many plays you can point to. But I go back to Rossville on first and goal at the one, they scored on first down. Had they not scored on that first play, would have made Silver Lake burn a timeout. Then they had second goal at the one, or if they take a knee or they just kind of push ahead but try not to score. And that sounds weird, doesn't it? What do you mean? Don't tell kids not to score. Don't tell kids to let the other team score. Now, I'm not saying either team discussed that. They might have. I have no idea. And you want to make sure you score, because you play around, then you fumble the ball and snap it an extra time or two, and you know what? You might end up losing the game. So there's no wrong or right. It's just that, as I said, it was the second best option for Silver Lake after there was a timeout with 35 seconds to go. I think it was 40 seconds to go at the time, because the worst thing for Silver Lake, of course, was Rossville to score. But the really bad thing would have been if Rossville would have taken a play or two to score from the one. Instead, they scored on first and goal. And then the other key part of this game was the short kickoff on the ensuing kickoff after that touchdown by Rossville. Dieter with the return to the 45. Now you have 35 seconds to go, and you've got a timeout in your pocket, and you only need a field goal to force overtime. And that was something that I was stressing when people started to think the game was over at 35 seconds to play, was you just need three, and you have a kicker that can make a field goal. So this game, every time it felt like somebody had the momentum, the other team took it back. And that's what great rivalries are all about. And we have had a ton of chapters in this rivalry over the years between Silver Lake and Rossville. And just add another amazing chapter, the long list of great games between these two rivals separated by 6 miles down Highway 24. Silver Lake wins it in overtime tonight, 33-26. Stay tuned. We'll have our postgame show coming up in 2 minutes. On 96.9, The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
At Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years on the back of one man's dream. Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkilledSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
at Community Healthcare Systems. Your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back. Wade Gershon with you here from Silver Lake High School. And what was an absolute classic, and you talk about a terrific way to kick off a high school football season. You know, Coach Thomas of Rossville and Coach Pegram of Silver Lake told me this week, I asked him, you know, what about week one in a rivalry game? Would you rather it be later in the year? And yeah, maybe. But they also said it creates a ton of excitement in the offseason because we know we got to be ready to go week one, and there's a lot of anticipation for that rivalry game in week one. So it kind of depends on how you look at it. And this game tonight started out slow, as we talked about offensively, but then really picked up speed, especially there in the fourth quarter and then going in to overtime. And there's so many things you can look at in this game, but there were some big plays by both teams and special teams on defense, on offense, some outstanding catches, some outstanding runs. And we'll go through all that here in our postgame show. But Silver Lake wins it here tonight in overtime. 33-26 is the final. And we'll go through all the numbers. We'll have one more time out here in our postgame show to come back and give you all the numbers. But let's go ahead and recap this game in case you're tuning in, because it did start out. It was exciting on the very first play. It opened a kickoff. Tayson Horak went 56 yards down the Silver Lake 34. Rossville converted 2 4th-and-1s, but eventually had to settle for a 24-yard field goal by Vincent Daniel. Halfway through the first, Rossville led 3-0. After a 3-and-out for Silver Lake and their only 3 plays of the first quarter, Rossville started at the 50. It goes 9 plays, 50 yards. It was Tayson Horak, a 3-yard run. Vincent Daniel, extra point. Rossville led 30 seconds in the second quarter at 10-0. Silver Lake would go 3-and-out next 2 possessions, as did Rossville. And so Silver Lake, with 3:26 remaining in the first half, did not have a first down. They had 3 3-and-outs, 9 plays, no first downs. But they're backed up at their own 6 before halftime with 3:26 to go. They go 12 plays, 90 yards. They settle for a 21-yard field goal by Dyson Schuler to close out the first half on literally the last play of the first half. Then Silver Lake got the ball to start the second half, went 3-and-out after a nice return by Bryson Burgos. They couldn't take advantage of it. However, Dyson Schuler backed up as the quarterback in punt formation, and he punted it, pooch punted it down to the 1, perfectly placed and down there. And Rossville says no problem. They go 9 plays, 91 yards, and once again their drive stalls out inside the 10, and they settle for a 25-yard field goal from Daniel, and Rossville led 13-3 with 4:49 to go in the third quarter. And in Silver Lake, this was key because Rossville had a 10-point lead. Silver Lake got another nice return by Burgos to the Rossville 42, and they had a 37-yard pass to Dieter. And a 37-yard pass, and I believe that was on 4th-and-11, if I remember that correctly. It was a 4th-and-11 play, and it ended up being a 37-yard pickup. And that put Silver Lake in business with the Dieter. It's an outstanding catch by Dieter. And Schuler, they'll put it there, and that put him in business. And then 5-yard touchdown pass from Schuler to Johnson on the out pattern end zone. Johnson laying out, and he was able to haul it in for the touchdown. Extra point was good by Schuler, and that made it 13-10 with 1:19 to go in the third quarter. We go into the fourth quarter. Silver Lake takes the lead after a 3-and-out by Rossville. It was Dane Johnson, just a streak pattern, a fly right down the near sideline. Schuler put it on him. And Johnson did the rest, ran in it for a touchdown, 1 play just like that. Silver Lake, 1 play in the fourth quarter, 11:51 to go to fourth, took the 16-13 lead. The extra point by Schuler hit the right upright, though, no good. Rossville would take over at the Silver Lake 40 with a short field. After a 3-and-out by Silver Lake and a short punt, they would take over at Silver Lake 40. They go 4 plays. It was Connor Bush with a 7-yard touchdown run. extra point. That also no good. And Rossville was back in front at 19-16 with 6:06 to go in the fourth quarter. But Silver Lake would come right back, start at their own 35. They go two plays 65 yards, and it was a 57-yard strike deep down the field to J.P. Whitehead. Dane Johnson had to leave the game due to ankle or cramps. He leaves, and Schuller says no problem. He heaved it to Whitehead. He runs it in for a touchdown, caught the 20. Defender fell down. He ran in, only field turf ahead of him. The extra point was good, and Silver Lake led with 2:28 to go in the fourth, 23-19. But Rossville not to be outdone, start at their own 38. They go eight plays, 62 yards, and with 40 seconds to play, they had a first down and goal at the one. Silver Lake ran a timeout. They had one remaining, and it was Horrock running in from 1 yard, and that made it 26-23 after the extra point. However, there still was 35 seconds left, and Silver Lake still had that one timeout. And then the kick return on the short kick, Dieter brings it to the 45. And then a 23-yard pass to Dieter down to the 20 was huge. A 15-yard pass to Johnson at the 5. And then Silver Lake with 1.4 on the clock had their timeout. They burn it. Schuller comes in to kick the field goal as the ball was sitting at the 5. A 22-yard field goal. Schuller calmly puts it down. Don't underestimate Brady Hogle, the junior's hold. It was a high snap. He put it down. And Schuller just did kick it before it got blocked. And we went to overtime. In overtime, Silver Lake gets the ball first. 8-yard pass to Johnson on an out. Then Allen Lees, a 2-yard run. And that gave Silver Lake the lead, 32-26. Schuller, the extra point, 33-26. And then in overtime, Rossville with the football, had the score, of course, and get an extra point to force double overtime, maybe go for two and win. And Badura was open the end zone. I believe that was a third down and goal play. And Dane Johnson laid out and knocked the ball away. It looked like it was going to be a touchdown. It was open. Johnson, using all of his 6'3" frame, laid out, knocked the ball down. And then that eventually led to a fourth and goal from the 5. Horrock stopped at the 2. And that was your ball game. What a contest. And the great thing for these two teams, neither one ends their season because of a loss. It is week one, but it felt like a playoff game, the intensity as well. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll give you the totals and wrap it up. Silver Lake wins the war on 24 here in 24 by a final of 33-26. We'll be back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you one final time from Silver Lake High School. The war on 24 goes to Silver Lake in overtime for the second time in 3 years. 33-26 is the final. Let's go through the unofficial numbers here tonight. First for Rossville, Jason Horrock, what a game he had. 20 carries, 154 yards, 2 touchdown runs, and had probably the most exciting play of the night. There was a lot of them. A 62-yard zigzag across the field. It was electric. Horrock with 154 yards rushing. Connor Bush with 13 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown run. Andre Johnson, 3 carries for 6. Seth Catron, 3 for -5. Horrock, 11 of 18, throwing the football for 86 yards. No touchdowns, no INTs. Cannon Mitchell had a series or two at quarterback. He had 1 of 2 for 2 yards. Receiving, Cameron Badura with 17 yards on 1 catch. Jack Donovan, 4 for 31. Connor Bush, 3 catches for 17. Taysen Horrock, 1 for 2. Makai Jackson, 3 for 24. He had a big 23-yard catch on a key fourth down play there that allowed Rossville to get down and score that touchdown in what they thought might be the game winner. For Silver Lake, not much offensively when it comes to the running game, although they scored the game-winning touchdown on a run. Allen Lees with 8 carries, 18 yards in that touchdown in OT, the game winner. Dyson Schuller, 11 carries, 5 yards. He was sacked a couple of times. Paxton Willett, the Rossville transfer, 2 carries for 1 yard. Dyson Schooler, slow start tonight, but man, did he heat up. He ended up going 16 of 25 for 274 yards and three touchdown passes. Dane Johnson was his go-to guy tonight. 10 receptions, 144 yards. Touchdown catches of 5 and 56. J.P. White had a huge catch for a 57-yard score. He had two catches for 70. Brody Dider with that 4th and 11 catch for 37 yards, had two receptions for 60. And Trent Rollenhagen, top receiver back from last year, quiet tonight, two catches for no yards this evening. Going through the totals here tonight, Rossville did have to deal with some untimely penalties on a few occasions. Had 8 penalties tonight for a total of 75 yards. Silver Lake, just 4 penalties unofficially tonight for a total of 30. There are no turnovers in the ballgame. Now, here's the contrast in styles tonight. Rossville carried the ball 39 times for 200 yards. Silver Lake, 21 carries for 24 yards. Passing yardage, Silver Lake 274, Rossville just 86. Total yardage, Silver Lake 298 unofficially, Rossville 286. So Silver Lake did it through the air, Rossville did it on the ground, and at the end it came down to the final play. It came down to final play there before halftime for Silver Lake to score, final play for Silver Lake to force overtime, final play there for Rossville to force double overtime. Came down to final play last night between the Ravens and Chiefs. And football's fun when it comes down to the final play. Parents will tell you that that drives them nuts. They'd like a blowout. Of course they would. But us broadcasters, we're a little selfish. We like these close, hard-fought games. And this one was an absolute classic. Wow, what a way to start our first ever game on 96.9 The Pulse. Good luck, Brandon, next week with Sabetha hosting Perry. If that one lives up to this one, then we've got something special going on all year long here on 96.9 The Pulse. Coming up next week, ladies and gentlemen, Silver Lake will... Oh, it doesn't get much easier. You get Nemaha Central, the two-time defending champs, 26-game winning streak. The Thunder come to town to take on the Eagles here at Silver Lake. We'll have it for you on 103.9 KNZA. And then also you can listen on MSC Radio app. Also next week, we said Sabeth will host Perry Compton on The Pulse. In a couple of weeks, we'll have Rossville Nemaha Central on 103.9. And in 3 weeks, Silver Lake at St. Mary's on 96.9 The Pulse. So we'll see Rossville and Silver Lake quite a bit here in the next few weeks. And we're also going to see Nemaha Central back-to-back weeks as well. The Big East League is a bear. Good news is not everybody in this league has to play everybody because of districts and everything else. And as I said, despite a loss, Rossville got to watch out for this team in 1A. And they certainly have a district schedule. Opie looks like the team, of course, they have to deal with in that district. Maranatha, Mission Valley, Caraville, Waubunsee, 6 teams are in 1A District 2. We will not get to see Silver Lake Rossville in the playoffs this year because Rossville's now 1A. And then Silver Lake, as we talked about, they've got Nemaha Central next week. The good news is the first two tough games are at home, but then they got 3 straight road games after that. So a huge thank you to our sponsors tonight. Couldn't do it without them. We greatly appreciate them to help us bring you high school football and the War on 24 tonight, our inaugural game on the Pulse. They include Horrock Legacy Group, Denali Home Design, Skilled Styles, Roofs by Brian, Community Healthcare System, Bob Schwartz Financial, who paid for everybody to get in this place tonight. That's pretty amazing. Thanks to Bob and Mark and Bob Schwartz Financial. Stock Grower State Bank, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Doltmeyer Homes, Rossville Truck and Tractor, Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, and Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker, American Home. We can't do it without sponsors. So if you have a chance and you heard those names, tell them thank you, and we certainly encourage you to do that so we can keep bringing you high school athletics to you on the Pulse and all our radio stations within the MSC Radio Group. What a game tonight. My first ever experience with the War on 24. It's going to be hard to top that one, but there's been a lot of great ones in this rivalry, I've been told, so perhaps it'll be just as good or better next year. That's the only bad thing for me is I want to see this again this year, but it's not going to happen because they're in different classifications. Rossville led in the first half, and they led at halftime 10-3, controlled things for the most part. Second half, both offenses come to life, especially Silver Lake's passing attack, and Silver Lake comes back and then scores. With 35 seconds to go, starts to drive at their own 45. Able to eventually kick a field goal at the gun to force overtime, tied at 26. They get the touchdown, the extra point in overtime. They get a stop on Taysen Horrock at the 2 on 4th and goal from the 5. And Silver Lake fans and their players and everybody else rejoiced. Rossville dejected, but big things to come for both these teams going forward in the 2024 season. Your final score for the final time here from Silver Lake High School. Silver Lake Eagles, 33. Rossville Bulldogs, 26. And a classic, a thriller in overtime. Big thank you to sponsors. Big thank you to MJ back at the studios, Hiawatha. Stay tuned. We got the scoreboard show, Community National Bank Scoreboard Show, 103.9 KMZA, KARE 93.7, and also 92.1 KMZA. Silver Lake wins it, 33-26 in overtime. Good night, everybody. Hope you enjoy the broadcast.
Thanks for listening to coverage of high school football here on 96.9 The Pulse, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.